This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
Welcome to Dead Radio.
We're not doing that.
How did she come to have sex with the dead man?
Oh, call me Radio Unit 91.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man!
He's gone here in this radio station.
Place where the dead speak.
Rebel Radio! Oh, oh, oh.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead?
You ever think about doing radio?
My team is dead!
But you're not crazy. You're me. And this is just radio.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
No talking!
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's it. You definitely should have let us know that.
Well, I just did.
All right.
What was that? I missed it.
There's one thing that we can't talk about. Can you mute the mics?
Hold on a second. Don't trust the mic. Mics are back on.
Hello. Yeah. No, that's fine. We'll avoid that. Look at that.
Like the plug. Or.
Sorry right. About that. We had to make it. We have to have a discussion about what we can and can't talk about.
Logistics discussion.
Censorship. Well, we're back. Sorry it took us so long. My
it's
water
all
heater blew
Ryan's
up.
Fault. It did not blow up.
The whole house
we
is destroyed.
We could have fucking fixed it on the show and had the show that night.
You know, yeah.
How long did it take you? 15 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much. But by the time I got home and all that shit, it was just a goddamn nightmare. So
pretty amazing that the studio survived the explosion.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just the top half. Everything above the basement is just gone. So I put a door in.
And a tarp.
And a few tarps and
plugging
it off
the neighbor's house.
So we got, you want to introduce him since you work with the guy?
You guys introduce yourselves. That'll be fine.
Yes.
Ugh, so much work already.
We have Tanner.
I forgot I have to share the post. So.
Yeah, so.
You guys just eat up about 3 minutes.
We have Tanner Townsend, the owner, the proprietor of the crappy cup, also known as the Crafted Cup, and his employee/roommate/project, Christian.
No project.
Maybe a little bit of a project.
What?
So, oh no, Adam's doing podcast. Oh,
we are live on Instagram, and apparently it's our most watched live video yet.
Ooh.
It's the only one.
Excellent.
It's the only one we've done.
You're setting the bar high already.
Yeah.
Starting
so, so you could check. It's just me. You can only see me on Instagram. yeah. So we're gonna try this, and then we'll do a Facebook Live one in a little while.
I'm having headphone issues.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Jesus, this is going great. All right. Do we finish the introductions?
Yeah. Kinda.
I wasn't listening.
Do you want like a real plug? Like
no, not really. All right. No, I'm just being here is gift enough.
All right. Good.
Yeah. What he said. Ditto.
Anyway. So, yeah, we've been trying to have you on for quite a while, but you were shy about it. He said you were shy. He said you were shy.
I've asked you a couple of times.
I think he lies.
No, I asked you like 4 times, and you were always like, like that's exactly what he said. And then you suggested it, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
All right. That was easy.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd ever consider myself shy about anything.
No.
But
no, you just didn't
did you
want
get
to.
That picture of me.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
So that's a funny story. So it was sent to me in a Snapchat.
Oh, all right.
And I screenshotted it. And then, look, I just got a storage almost full. You can manage your storage in settings. So that was fortuitous. Because that's what happened. So I deleted. Screenshotted. What did I say?
Screenshotted.
Snapshotted.
No, you said screenshotted. I'm just making sure that that's the pronunciation of that.
I did a screenshot.
Correct spelling.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Are you breaking it already?
Wait. No, I'm back. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know how to do this. All right. So we're back. We're back streaming live.
Kinda.
We're streaming live on Facebook again. There we go. Okay. You guys distracted me, and then I clicked my settings thing. Did you guys hear that?
Jesus Christ.
Hell. So I screenshotted it and then made room on my phone by deleting it. And then when you guys were coming on, I was upset that I deleted it. And Tanner was like, oh, I have it. And then he sent it to me.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's everywhere now.
Whatever.
I also posted it to Instagram today, which means that you don't follow the show.
Ooh.
Well, how do you know if I was on Instagram today?
I don't know.
So let's see. Do you listen to the show? Either of you?
Yeah. I have listened.
Listened to the one when his employees were all on.
Attention, we have a non-listener. I repeat, a non-listener. All Dead Radio Podcast employees, please note the following. Do not attempt to explain our deep inside jokes. Do not attempt to re-explain what the bell does. Do not attempt to expect them to know who Bailey J is. Now please proceed with the show.
Wait, hold on. What if I know the answer to all of those things already?
Oh, you do you?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I do.
Well, he doesn't.
He doesn't. So that'll be the more fun.
So, yeah. So since you don't listen to the show, sorry.
Actually,
you're going to have to be left behind.
That's my own fault. That's okay.
I'll wait for you to open the other ones.
I'll laugh as if I think I know what's going on.
Well, you're really good at that.
Yeah.
So, Tanner and Christian, or just Tanner?
And
is this a joint gift?
It can be and.
I mean, I signed the card. It was in a different pen, but yeah.
It for my birthday brought me Basil Hayden's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey for What Are You Drinking? Mm-hmm. Instead of coffee, like I would expect.
Oh yeah,
I was thinking about just like filling up one of the tote things, but mm-hmm. it wouldn't have been more because there was fucking 5 gallons sitting on the floor.
I mean, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Well, let's not talk about work. But anyway, people are stupid, and it cost Tanner a small amount of money today.
A very minuscule amount of money, to be honest. But still, it doesn't.
It's like that was dollars, sir.
That was dollars and maybe some change, assholes.
I got 3 bottles of whiskey for my birthday.
Sounds like a good birthday.
Yeah, woof.
Look at that. It's a beautiful thing. But like anyway, we got this first one that I got. I figured we were going to do What Are You Drinking right off the bat.
Yeah,
there's
for
so
sure.
Much.
Well, I am not drinking this one because I don't like this.
We're not drinking coffee.
No.
No, no.
I was hoping for a nice latte or a macchiato.
A latte or a macchiato would not survive the trip here.
Those are strictly homosexual beverages.
When he says them that way, they are. I wanted a latte.
I wanted a latte or a latte. Macchiato.
So sass is gay too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you knew the answer to that one.
All right. Yeah.
So this one, the one that we just poured for a couple people.
Yeah.
For you guys, Taconic Distillery Straight Bourbon Whiskey, Dutchess Private Reserve. What the hell's the name of these guys? What are they? Oh, it is just Taconic Distillery. I couldn't remember if they were. Just the name of it. But yeah, Taconic Distillery. And a lot of people like this. I do not.
It's not good. I don't even remember it. I just wasn't. I remember tasting it. Joe had it. And I was like, I would never pay the price that is for that.
It's pricey. It has its, I don't know, it has its flavor for some people.
All right, I got it. I've definitely had it way worse.
It's not bad.
It's just.
For the price, it's not there.
Yeah.
Definitely has. Don't overdo it there.
I don't like it, so I don't want to.
So
I want to try the ones.
I mean,
that
you might not like it just straight up. You might like it with rye.
It's got a.
I
had it both ways.
All right.
There you go.
All right. From downtown. Okay. It's sweet, but it's got this bite to it, and there's this dry.
It tastes like some better versions of my moonshine. Like some of the good ones that I've had.
Let's not go nuts.
No, remember the apple one? The apple
one? You mean Chad's?
Yeah, Chad. Well, we're not drinking it on the show. They can't get me posthumously.
Ah.
No, the one that I did with the
apple
chips.
Big words.
Mm. Yeah, that one was good.
It's not
It's just got, that one, though.
It's got some vanilla notes to it, which aren't terrible, but it's just not my favorite ever.
It's a typical bourbon flavor profile, but there's something about it that I'm not huge on. I don't know what
it's
the fuck it's about.
It's almost scotch-like, where it's peaty and, like,
a little bit
bites you.
See, I had this other one that I just polished off. 18, fucking...
76, I think, right?
No, that was the one that I had.
No, oh, okay. The one that my mom brought back from Texas. I can't remember the name of the damn... The year of it. It was like 18... It like was 1835 or... No. It was just the name of the place.
He had a bourbon that was over 100.
Yeah. What are you drinking? I'm drinking a $1,000 bottle of bourbon.
Suck it.
Putting it down. I'm trying
to
get
put some
drunk.
Bitters and an ice cube in it, too.
Do you have any ginger ale? It's going to make this amazing.
Like Michael Scott. Do you have any Splenda?
Yeah, that's what he... What would he drink? Scotch or two Splendas, right?
No, they gave him...
That was his drink. Like, that's
how
he drank.
But it was the first episode that it happened was he was going to, like, a fancy corporate party.
This scotch?
And the guy breaks out, like, a $500 bottle of scotch that he was, like, some fucking rock star gave him as
no,
a gift.
No. It was Lee Iacocca, the owner of Oldsmobile.
He's like, ah, you have any Splenda? And then after that, he would order a scotch and Splenda.
So, but we had that other bourbon I was talking about. The that had a very much a Scotch flavor profile, and which you know I had a little bit more, so you could taste that against this. Because once you were like, "Oh, it's heavy malt and it's got almost a smokiness," the whole bourbon thing, you didn't want to call it a bourbon anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was good once you figured
it
out, and I made it man.
Is it the rule you can't call it scotch unless it's
well,
made in
it
Scotland?
Has to be made in Scotland to be called scotch, but there is scotch whiskey, which doesn't have to be made in Scotland. It's the same shit like with bourbon. It has to be 51% corn aged in American white oak, blah, 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 blah.
We've done this a bunch of times.
Bunch of times. It's gloss
so, you know,
over.
And I'll have to do some review. My bad.
So,
well,
listen to the show.
Geez. Yeah, geez.
So, we.
I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, so that made a Manhattan with that one. That one that was really good. Mm-hmm. This I don't know. I couldn't imagine making like a drink with it. It's got
this is like doing shots while you're cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
Yeah.
Just like real quick, knock one back.
Maybe with some lemonade. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
But it's sweet like a bourbon, but it's dry and. It's dry like a scotch, so it's like
it's weird.
Those two, you know, those two sides of it. Not to completely talk shit about them, their rye is fantastic.
Ooh,
I love their rye.
Love a good rye.
Taconic Distillery's rye, I highly suggest grabbing that one. That one's great. I haven't had too much else from that. Derek had their rum, and I remember tasting it. I just don't remember what it tastes like because I'd tasted more. Prior.
Have you had the Hudson Valley rye? The Hudson Valley Baby Bourbon, same company that does that?
Yeah.
Tuttletown Distillery?
Yeah.
Their rye.
Have I had their rye? Ugh. I think I have.
Yeah, it's so Manhattan good. Rye.
Manhattan
You've
rye.
Definitely had it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
yeah,
back so when good. I used to make money, I used to buy it all the time.
And if I ever had a Manhattan at your house, that was it?
No, not definitely. I mean, I also used to get like Rittenhouse rye.
If you have a bad
that was like the
house,
one.
Definitely that.
This is true.
Basil Hayden's.
Yeah.
It's our go-to.
All right. Do you want to do what your
we can,
the beer
we can
and
talk
then I'm
about
gonna move her on to the
so
one
I saw
of the
this.
Other whiskeys that we got.
I saw this and the I mean it's pink, so it kind of stood out, but it's a Brooklyn Bel Air Sour limited release. It's pretty damn good.
It's a sour?
Yeah. They're hard to do. They kind of suck. But this one's all right. I didn't like it when I first had it. Like, when I first tried it, I had one at home. But after, you know, halfway through one, it was pretty good. Does anybody want to try it? I mean, it's a pretty standard sour beer. It's light, has that wild yeast kind of flavor. It's good. I'd recommend getting it. Brooklyn, I think, is a pretty solid brewery. They're not ever amazing, but they're never bad.
I've said it before, they're just heavy-handed on their ingredients in general, no matter what they're doing. If they're doing a sour, I would imagine that it tastes really sour, but
no,
it's probably,
not.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's on par with any of the good ones that I've had.
See, I hadn't had many sours before, you know, BC. celiacs. I don't know. You don't. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to maybe throw some bones to you.
I appreciate it.
I'm celiac, so I can't do the. I can't have gluten, so beer is out.
All right.
Is
that a newly developed skill?
I wouldn't call it a skill. A detriment. Yeah. A couple years, but I haven't been. I've been good with it for. Well, I have been good with it lately, but anyway. Regardless. What was I saying?
Celiac.
Celiac. So sour
Brooklyn before celiacs.
Yeah, sour beers were just starting to kind of pick up speed, as I found out. We went up to Cooperstown for Halloween. My wife and I, and we went to the Cooperstown Distillery.
The Borat voice. I just want to.
You shouldn't have said anything because now all I want to do is say it. So we went up there and they had Zur, which was a sour cherry.
Okay.
And that was awesome. I really liked it. It's weird because you're not used to it. They're so sour.
Sure.
And so tart.
Like
that
Warhead
it's almost
sour,
like.
But like in a beer, where
it's like.
Not,
it's almost like a really dry.
A lot of sours.
That's
taste
a
like 90s
Warheads. Kid reference.
Yeah, but see, Warheads, everything sour because I don't do sour very well. Like every time I have something too sour, like. I feel like I'm eating a Warhead, and I just can't eat those. Like,
I used to love
them. I just can't.
No.
Man,
I don't like it.
Not at all. No, they're too sweet.
So, so I had that. I had the local one, Sloop Brewing. I had their Sour Peach. That's excellent.
Well,
yeah.
Anything by Sloop is pretty
Sloop
much
is
amazing.
Killing
so.
It.
See, that's the thing.
I would
they
say
came
so
out.
Good.
I found out I had silly, and I couldn't try any of their stuff. I tried the sour once. And
so
then
on that note, this does not even come close to comparing to that beer. It's not even close to that good. But the sour level is right about there.
So there's like, if you bought a gas station sour, you'd be like, Brooklyn.
Yeah, this is something they'll sell at a Sunoco. And
I was like, we're gonna call that a 7-Eleven sour.
So, I'm glad to see sours are coming back. But, yeah, Brooklyn's never been, they've had a couple of their special editions I've talked about before that I liked, but, you know, for the most part. But now we got Basil Hayden's.
Yeah.
So, again, cheers. One more. Salud. We'll do another cheers.
Yep.
Or did we
I don't
not
think
do
I got
that?
No, I don't think we did that at all.
Last one, but that's okay.
That's a good start.
You want to try?
No. Sure, you got a glass. Oh, you got the fat tire. See how smooth that is compared?
Good.
Oh, my God. That's so much better.
So good. And
We have to cheers again so Amy could take a picture for school.
Oh, why?
Well, this will be the replacement for the project.
It's her visual anthropology.
Wait, do we have to look at you?
No. You can make a face like Basha. So, that was so awkward and weird. I hate posing for pictures.
I stopped taking good pictures a long time ago. My mom will tell you I've done it my entire life.
You're saying that's voluntary?
The picture I found on Facebook is nice.
Yeah, that's a wonderful picture.
Somebody else took that.
Oh, which one?
The one where you have glasses on and you're holding him.
Holding him like a little baby.
You know what? That was a great picture.
I mean, he's like a groundhog.
Should we get the?
Oh, we can throw that one out. Yeah, that was at Shotzi's. Big surprise there, because that's pretty much where we live.
Where we were before here. We actually, in text messages, call it home with a capital H. If we're talking about our apartment home,
you guys have too many like code words and things.
Not really.
How do you keep track?
I don't know. They
instead of putting a sock on a door, they needed to have they needed to pick a gift to text each other.
Yeah, because I don't want to get home and have to fucking leave.
There it is. Yeah, no, I don't know who took that photo. Was that Daryl that took that photo, maybe?
I don't remember.
I don't know. We were probably intoxicated.
You guys look so happy together.
Aww.
We're the bestest of friends.
Yes.
Unless I eat his food.
Yeah. And then I shame him without mercy.
Fat shame me. He body shames me.
You body shame
him? That sounds not okay.
Put the lotion on!
Well, it's like body shaming in a good way. Sounds
it's trying to help.
Yeah. P-H-A-T, girl.
Oy.
So, Basil Hayden's.
I lost mine.
This one's smooth. And
it doesn't go well with the sour, but it's good.
No, I bet it doesn't. But yeah, this one's a lot smoother. Bites. A lot more balance.
It's I like it because it's great on the rocks, but it makes a killer Manhattan, which
yeah.
is my default
yeah.
drink.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a go-to. Pop quiz about Basil Hayden's. Basil Hayden's is actually the independent or like craft brand for Jim Beam.
Oh yeah,
which
oh,
you would never know unless you like Googled it.
Yeah,
or
I didn't know that.
No fucking
you'd never
way.
Know, but it's so good compared
I
to.
I have no
like,
problem
Beam.
With Jim Beam.
I don't either,
it's,
but
it's. I mean, it's Jim Beam and Coke. You
well,
know,
yeah,
I,
yeah, you don't it, drink yeah. it just straight up.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's excellent, and it's like 37 in that range, yeah. So it's in a decent ballpark price. It's yeah. good.
It can get away from you real quick, though.
Yeah, we've definitely put a bottle down.
Oh, easily. We easily. Can. I mean. If they made twice the size of that, we could put, I mean, most of it down.
Gone are the days that I can drink a whole bottle of bourbon and function the next day.
Who said about anything
yeah,
about functioning?
No, no, no.
The next
no
day.
We don't plan
like,
ahead.
No.
That's what snow days
the,
are for.
The last time I drank a whole bottle of bourbon, it was over like 8 hours. So it's
that's
totally doable.
Time.
But I fell asleep at turn 4 on Lowe's Motor Speedway, 6 rows back.
Oh.
Fell like dead asleep.
That's amazing.
So that's 60 feet away from a car doing 190 miles an hour.
And that's during a
yeah.
NASCAR
during a NASCAR
race.
During a NASCAR race.
Wow.
Did you say NASCAR game?
No, I might have.
The NASCAR game. Yep.
I used to watch it on TV. That's that's so bad.
You gotta watch your mouth around here.
he takes notes.
On top of what are you drinking, I just want to I want to throw this out there. Omegang, just Omegang, 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 oh, just released their another one of their Game of Thrones
nice.
Beers. It's called Bend the Knee, and you get to pick your label.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Pick between the Lannisters, the Starks, and the
Yeah, we were
Targaryen.
Talking about this at the coffee shop the other day. It's like, yeah, that's a thing that we don't really care about.
It's a golden ale brewed with wildflower honey. Like, they
It'd be great if I liked any of their beers. I've never liked a single beer Omegang has ever come out with.
But they, what is it Omegang that did the Clutch beer?
No.
Someone did a Clutch beer
they
recently.
They did, but it wasn't them.
You sure?
It better not have been
yeah,
them.
Because it was a beer that I wanted to try.
Yeah. It might have been Stone.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I like
somebody.
Stone. I like
somebody
Stone
walked up to Neil in a bar and it was like, "Hey man, I work for this brewery," and then they made a Clutch beer,
just like
you guys
that.
Know Clutch, yeah, they Shit. Made it right there.
Oh.
Went out to the car, got all the ingredients.
No kidding, in the parking lot. It's parking lot beer. So you put on thermals.
The trunk stout.
I was cold sitting down here by myself.
It's New Belgium.
But I put on thermals and now I'm hot.
Well, in your defense, your jeans are barely jeans, because
these
are my podcast.
These are podcast jeans.
So this deserves noting, by the way. So it's the dark sour ale from New Belgium, who makes Fat Tire, which we also have. Okay, Amy, what are you drinking?
Yeah,
so we could talk about New Belgium.
Fat Tire.
Fat Tire.
We've had Fat Tire.
Thanks.
super descriptive.
Fat Tire Amber Ale. It's delicious.
It is
it's
good.
It's a good go-to, and they like sell it at Rite Aid.
Yo, yeah, they make sixers yeah. of that in cans, and I got yeah. one day, and I was surprised. It's like I was thinking it was gonna be shitty beer because yeah. I had to go to a party with shitty people. So it's like, all right, and then I drank it. I was
That's
like,
called pairing.
Yeah.
So
I learned a lot when
so
my
I
brother
just...
went to food school.
So I just jumped on this website, and they have...
Please never call it food school again. Just
please,
saying.
Please write down, I learned a lot yeah. when I went to food yeah, school.
No, when my brother went to food school.
That's actually how I met Christian, is that his brother and I went to the culinary
At food
together.
School?
At food school, yeah. We were besties at food school.
It's a long one, but I like it. Or maybe just food school. Oh, I didn't hear anything,
no,
so.
I don't know. Oh, okay, fair.
So, dick jokes get the bell.
No, we won't explain it.
You won't give me the answer if I get it right. I'll just have to
No,
figure
maybe
it out.
We will.
It's something Michael Scott would say.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah.
God All damn right. it.
He got it.
I'm not allowed to say it! Well, now I know.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, what I was trying to say is when you go to New Belgium's website, you have to put in your date of birth. It starts with a year. And I typed in 198, and it went away. So it was just like, oh, well, obviously you're fucking old enough. And it just disappeared. Like, it didn't even give me the opportunity to finish the full year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, so anyway, kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, we got to try this. We got to get this fucking beer.
Can you order it?
Right? John Green's
I mean,
got,
now that John Green's now got that one. New Belgium is available here, definitely. Mm-hmm.
John Green is holding
also
one for
us.
Oh, yeah?
I just haven't been able to get over there.
Who the fuck is John Green?
Jameson for like $3.50.
What?
We talk to somebody who owns a
side
bar?
Conversations
yeah,
are
apparently,
not allowed.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be part of the group.
I just it came to mind.
That's
I'm
like
sorry.
That's like
were...
in a group text when someone goes, "Hey Tanner, what are you doing tomorrow?"
And then everybody's got to get the
just
12
like, what?
Text messages.
Come on.
After the fact.
Well, I saw like a restaurant alcohol ordering book, and we know people who work and or own restaurants, and I saw like a really cheap crate of Jameson for like $3.50.
So that's 12 bottles?
It's like 40 bottles.
40 bottles of Jameson for $350?
That yeah. might last a month.
I mean, that's a good investment.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Right? Yeah. Sell it out of the back of your
you
car.
Just, yeah, just sell it door to door, like in Always Sunny.
Like, did they do that?
No, they sold gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than Girl Scout
door
cookies.
To door. I was thinking about like, Tommy and fucking goddamn it.
Selling brake pads?
No, selling cigarettes in the back of their car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Goodfellas. Fucking Tommy and goddamn it.
Matter.
Ray Liotta's character. I'm lost.
I could never
Henry!
See Goodfellas
God
again.
Damn
good.
It!
I've seen it too many times. Yeah, Henry Hill.
Sorry. I derailed everybody. Fuck? My bad.
Sidebar. Right.
We needed to move on anyway.
but
so how's... Jesus, guys.
I'm tasting.
How am I behind everyone?
Well, I don't know.
Did you pour a taste?
Or? I'm sick, so I'm trying to beat back the cold.
I mean, same.
Yeah?
Same.
Is it the same thing that I had, like the congestion and everything?
Congestion, I've got ringing in my ears, and I've had a headache all day. But I also haven't drank coffee for 3 days.
That'll do it.
That's probably the headache part.
And so that's like kind of what I'm blaming it on.
And you work at the shop, right?
I work at the shop.
Oh, my God. How do
you
work
at the cafeteria? Been like,
across the river.
Across the river. Through the woods.
The restaurant.
It's grandmother's
house. No, it's not a restaurant.
No?
It's just a large coffee shop with a guitar store inside.
Oh.
Which I also own.
Yeah.
Well, you just own him.
Wait, I wasn't talking about the guitar store.
He owns... Yeah,
I'm
he owns,
so confused.
He owns,
he owns
the
another
coffee
shop.
He
cafeteria
own...
across the river.
Oh!
Yeah. A descriptor is there's a guitar shop in the window.
Yeah. So, I was thinking that maybe you would have noticed that driving through New
Bistro?
Paltz as fast as you possibly can at 2.4 miles an hour. Screaming, I can't wait to get out of this fucking town.
It's literally the worst town for traffic
assholes
ever.
Walking
it's
in front of
my shooting
day.
Range is like through there, and I really enjoy driving through New Paltz with just a car full of guns and ammo.
But
it just
the
makes me happy.
I don't think the traffic's got anything. The traffic is just
no,
has
they,
to do with
they,
people
they
driving
just,
to New Paltz.
But they also
no,
just,
no, no.
They
it's
could just
the
build one
Henry.
More road, two
like
blocks
a loop,
so, one
like
more
a
road
loop or something. Something.
God.
Why is there only one way in and one way out?
Because it's $2.99.
It's the worst thing ever in October. The leafers come up, and literally, it's like it's a, just a CF.
Worst people.
It's the worst thing ever.
Clusterfuck.
The leaf piece. The leaf peepers.
Yeah.
Except they spend a lot of money at my shop, so I'm not really going to complain about
it.
You
got
to
just
they get a nice name.
You're just like, thank
can...
you, you fucking rube, get out.
Yep.
Thank you, you're parked in my lot, I hope you get towed.
I have no problem with the leaf peepers. They pretty much pay our bills. The Airbnb thing.
Yeah, fair.
I got to just, it's the fucking colleges and the fucking leaf, the people who, oh, it's just so nice up here. I just want to go hiking. I want to see the walk. Have you been on the walkway? No. You haven't? Of course I have. I have to. It's part of living here. It's awesome. So great.
when they do the monthly census, they ask if we've gone on.
Oh yeah.
Very aggressive.
You got it. But anyway, I can't complain about the leaf peepers and all the people coming up from the city just to see how beautiful the Hudson Valley is because
it's apparently beautiful.
Pay our bills.
Yes.
So I'll take it. I'll fucking take it.
Speaking of, since we're drinking all this bourbon tonight, because we already decided we were drinking everything we opened, I'm just going to go on Airbnb right now and request your room upstairs.
Oh, my God. That would be so great. That would be hilarious.
Book solid for...
Oh, couple... man. You got somebody staying in there? Because we're taking up your whole driveway.
No, not until tomorrow.
Well, you are.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Parked in the middle of the fucking driveway like you goddamn owns the place.
I'm the fucking guest, okay?
I'm the guest.
You are one half of the guests, sir.
Three quarters.
What?
Man, that was a short joke.
Oh.
So I have big updates
on
my health.
Oh yeah,
did I tell you?
Do you have cancer in that polyp?
Have I crabs. Told you about it?
No,
I haven't told you. But I've been.
No.
I was going to talk about it next week. Yeah, I actually made a special like phone call to my mom. I wasn't going to tell her until I knew all the specifics, but I needed to make a special phone call to her to tell her what the deal was before I talked about it on the show.
Are you dying?
Huh?
Is this where you bring the show down?
No, I'm not dying, but I do need to have my gallbladder removed.
Ooh. Oh yeah, well, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, apparently it's actually not a big deal. Yeah, it's
that's what I just said.
Laparoscopic thing. Yeah, I was just agreeing.
I think we covered
you,
that right?
in a roundabout way. It's like, I can't get this.
So it's like your appendix.
Yeah, do you need a gallbladder?
From what I'm
no, you
told,
don't.
No,
I really don't know like what it does. I think.
Oh, you probably do. We just haven't figured out.
No,
why.
No. You don't. Amy knows.
Yeah,
Amy has her hand raised.
Well,
so it's like a
it just does
it's,
nothing.
It's an overflow really. Tank for your liver. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what, how do you get rid of those stones?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's so it's
I
a stone. So
I
if you're a drunk, you're probably getting taken out or what?
I don't know. Based on if you're a drunk.
As if a liver.
It certainly applies to the room.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never drink.
I just so yeah, I gotta get for surgery. I just.
So you have to go get your gallbladder removed. Why?
And
polyp?
8 millimeter. Is it 8 millimeter? 8 millimeter polyp on the in it?
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. So oh, they're just removing it in case it's precancerous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they said it's grown since the last time it got checked. So.
Oh, so your doctor's like, oh, one polyp, huh? Huh? Because he was all proud of himself
this
for
is
not going
abnormal,
not going to get his endoscopy for years. This celiac's higher cancer risk. Listen to a couple. It's called the second portion of the duodenum.
Yeah.
You could download it on the
podcast
app on your iPhone.
I was talking a
Give
ton
me your
of
phone,
shit.
Chris. Nice plug.
Oh, come
Give
on.
Give me your phone. That's what we're going to start doing. Fucking give me your phone.
Chill, dude.
Wow, that bottle
do
is
you,
like Fort Knox.
Ever listen to podcasts?
It's the string.
It's in here. It's
extra
shit yeah.
back.
If anybody's watching the YouTube, they're watching me struggle to open this fucking bottle. They got like they dipped it in wax and they put a rip string
to
on
make it.
It
easy.
But the string is like
does it go up or around?
It's like around. Floss. It's floss thin and you can't wrap it around your finger to get it fucking pulled. God damn it! I got it.
There you go.
You're so strong.
Hercules.
Christ, I just want to get drunk.
All right, you're subscribed. You can now, it's number 98, the second portion of the duodenum. Oh, by the way, episode 100, folks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Episode 100. Congratulations, guys.
With the extra special guests.
Oh, wow.
They were going to be episode 101, but Ryan's water heater broke.
Yes, and I fixed it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could have, like, had Kurt come and help us fix it. And it would have,
Well, once I understood what the
it's the thermocouple. It takes like it's such, it's like the easiest thing to fix on a water
really?
Heater.
That was
never...
the whole thing.
Well, no, I didn't know.
Stickers?
Yeah, yeah. Feel free to take.
Wait, did you have to replace? You didn't replace the water heater, did you? You
no,
just
no.
replaced the thermocoupler.
Here's what went down. The water heater went. The water heater failed on me, so I've never fucking worked on them before, so I didn't really know exactly what. To you know what to expect with it, so we called the guy. He came over, got the thing started again. Mm-hmm. So he was saying it's possible that it's something else, blah 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 blah, and then it died again. And
it's
I was
possible
like,
it's something else that will cost you way more money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's trying to sell us on. I'm not going to say who it was to either.
A new water heater, probably.
Yeah, yeah, he was trying to sell us a new water heater. He found out we
wanted.
Yeah,
you could do it, but this water heater is really old.
I mean, you might as well just replace the whole thing.
Yeah. More or less. So
it's the same exact thing happened with us, and then the landlord gets a second opinion. The guy's like, "It's fine. You just have to replace this and that. It's going to be like $400, but
yeah."
Better than $3,000.
Well, that's the thing. $400 for the plumber to do it.
Whoa,
but
yeah.
So it dies again, and I'm like, "Fuck this!" I'm, you know, I got some advice from a friend of ours, Chris Steves. Big shout out to him on Facebook. He contacted me. He's like, "Yo, hit me up. I got to talk to you about this water heater." So he gives me the pep talk about it. He goes, "Dude, it's fucking easy. Just take it apart." Blah blah blah. And he kind of, you know, walks me through it. I go get a thermocoupler, take it apart. It's a piece of fucking cake.
It's
a stupid.
Tank with a heating coil,
not,
right?
Yeah. At the
there's
bottom,
not much to it.
At the bottom of it, there's a controller box and a bunch of hoses and whatnot, tubes going into the bottom of it.
Circulate the water?
You just got to loosen those up, pull them free, and then a couple screws, and the whole thing comes out, and it's like this big, the whole assembly. You pull out the freaking thermocoupler, you put it back in, and boom, started right up, no problems. It's been running ever since. So
continuously, it's actually been a problem.
In fact, they don't shower anymore because it burns their flesh. Yeah.
But it works. Now I'm wiser. It cost me a couple. It cost me 100 and change to learn my lesson, but now I know. Yeah.
Isn't
so
home
not,
ownership fun?
It's a fucking nightmare.
I hate it.
It's stupid. In a way.
We're buying our house.
Congratulations.
Don't
good luck.
Do it.
You've well, seen also, the money pit, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's also movie. Why I want to buy the house that I'm living in, because I know that everything that's wrong with it, I know everything it needs, and every single thing that's wrong with it, I can completely live with. So,
like, we're not settling,
it's
but we're kind of settling.
It's just, that you're fine with.
It's just we don't have to move.
Ooh.
That's the biggest thing.
Right?
This one's good.
Yeah, I'd never had it. This was recommended by the guy.
No offense. No offense.
I take none.
77 Whiskey by Brooklyn Distilling. It's spelled B-R-E-U-C-K-E-L-E-N.
Yeah, the funny thing is, had this not been recommended by
Bracklin.
Zach, I think his name is.
Zach Attack?
No. He works at Arlington. I believe his name's Zach. He was one of my regulars when I worked at Starbucks over there.
Ah.
And
what did he drink? Come on!
No, I think it just red eye. I think just all a right. coffee with a shot.
All right. Good man. That's mine.
Yeah, but he's got, you know, sweet beard, long hair, and a ponytail like
lattes.
I used to have. So we bonded over that. And I used to go in there all the time. He'd recommend stuff to me. Oh, we'd talk about, like, the apocalypse and guns and stuff.
All
and
right.
Was, we yeah, were talking we, about that on our drive here.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure. We were talking about surviving like zombies.
Yeah, yeah. We figured we'd actually fare pretty well, surprisingly, yeah. compared to most.
Oh, you need guns.
Yeah, but
you got any guns?
He has some guns, and we know other people with guns.
Yeah, notice me
and
take this out of my pocket.
No,
no, actually.
And we both handled guns.
Yeah.
On the regular.
Oh man,
I was like, I should just. It's because I'm sitting in this chair. And it's not comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I can't just like take it out and put it on the table like when it's just me and you. So I unloaded it. And you guys didn't even notice. That's good. Oh.
That was good. Yeah.
So,
all right. So wait.
Anyway,
let's talk about
let's
this.
Not get
there?
Sidetracked. Anyway,
what do you
I believe
his
name's Zach. He recommended it. And funny enough, I never would have bought it because of the way they spell Brooklyn
it's
in the name.
It's super pretentious.
Yeah. It's totally douchey. And honestly,
I, mean,
I hear Brooklyn.
Is that the original spelling?
I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Ask a hipster.
Yeah. So,
well, a hipster
like, now
would know.
I
a hipster
just
tells you what they've been told.
Yeah, I just hear Brooklyn now, and I just don't want to have anything to do with it. So so I probably wouldn't. That's funny enough, because I'm drinking fucking Brooklyn Brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
So I probably wouldn't have gotten that, but I was really kind of torn about getting him something that I knew was good that we've had before, mm-hmm. or to get something completely new because it's better for the show.
You guys ready for this?
Sure.
Brooklyn is the anglicized form of the Dutch word Brooklyn, spelled the way it is on the bottle, and it's named after the municipality of Brooklyn in Utrecht, in the Utrecht province of the Netherlands. Which I'm gonna stop there and see what's up. I'm gonna go to
Brooklyn.
I'm gonna go to the Brooklyn Netherlands when I'm over there.
Get a T-shirt.
Oh, that's the other thing. Doing the. National Lampoon's European Vacation in September. Yeah,
nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
So, and the Netherlands was.
Can I do
one
the show without
stops.
You while you're gone?
You, if you can figure out all this.
Yeah, I can't. But you'll just have, you'll between if you run me through it and then what you've shown Amy, I think we'll make it work.
Oh, no, she's not.
You don't remember
man.
It.
I was fired. I was devoted.
You were not fired.
Did you get the hey, buddy?
Oh,
hey,
I love the
buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just moved the studio, and I was like, oh, well, I guess Amy can't do it anymore. So, I do want to talk about the bourbon, so this is less awkward between me and Amy. this is actually, no offense. Again, no offense, But this is the best one on the table.
If he distilled that,
then... That's a good one, yeah.
And
yeah,
no
yeah,
offense, I don't take offense to it.
No offense to Karina and Jess, who got me the Taconic, you know.
They, I do actually, you know, it's grown on me. From the first sip, I was like, I don't know, but after a...
The 77?
Yeah, after a couple sips, I'm like, I'm digging it.
This one is good. It's nice, it's balanced,
big.
Huh?
It's very big, though,
yes,
flavor-wise.
It's, the flavors are really strong. It's more on the spicier side.
Spicy.
Yeah.
I get
spicy
some
notes.
Caramel.
Yeah,
it's caramel.
I get a little more of the Scotch esque from it. To
right.
Tell you the truth, but it's not like bad.
Well, Scotch, but not the peaty. Like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
Scotch that dry
malt.
Almost
mm-hmm.
malt is.
Yep.
Malt.
It's
a malt
though.
Flavor.
I don't know how this would go with a Manhattan though.
This would be
think so.
This
not,
I don't think I would ever mix.
No, I would drink it straight
you
up.
You can
yeah.
do an old fashioned with that.
Yeah,
a little sugar
yeah.
and a little orange should be good, or a grapefruit. That'd be good.
Yeah,
a little bit of bitters from Dutch's Spirits. Dutch's bitters.
I've got some of those at home. Those are awesome.
The fucking best.
Yeah,
the best period. In my opinion. But yeah, man, good pull.
Yeah, I'm Zach. I think your name is. Thank you very much.
We're going to call him Zach Attack.
Zach Attack at Arlington.
I like that.
All right.
So we learned about how to spell Brooklyn in Dutch, and that's good.
Is that town, or is it a county or district?
It is a municipality in Utrecht.
Municipality? You say so, municipality.
I know. I have a problem.
So that means like town or something? Like a village?
I don't. Well, let's see.
It's hold under on. Control.
Municipality. The definition. A city, town, or other district possessing corporate existence and usually its own local government.
And you didn't
riveting.
Think you were going to learn anything just by riveting. Tuning in today, did you?
I know, right? Yeah. We're very informative. But, yeah, so I absolutely want to stop into that town and be like, I'm from New York. We have a Brooklyn too.
We have a Brooklyn too. Yeah,
how about that?
You should get some
and then
any
just
kind
look.
Of alcohol they have there that you can ship back.
Can you overseas?
Yeah, yeah.
You can.
Yeah, like you can bring
have
a certain amount.
Have you ever heard
amount.
Of
duty free? Duty. I've
heard of duty free. I don't know what the deal is. I don't
you
know.
You don't
what
pay
it means.
Taxes because
on
you're at the
things.
Airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you come booze. Back by customs, you can bring back a certain amount of liquid.
Okay.
Whatever it is. So you can bring back a couple bottles.
Nice.
With
you can mail it to yourself. Well, not legally.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to bring back... I'm going to bring back some weird fucking shit. Like,
yeah,
I want to
sure.
bring back this couple that stayed with us. They're from Sweden. They bought us glögg, which is this weird... have you ever had, like, spiced wine?
Sure. Like a mulled wine
yeah.
type
it's,
thing?
All that flavor. It's like a... mulled flavor, medicinal tasting too. So
okay.
I was mixing glögg and champagne at New Year's, and it's fantastic. No
Does
one
it make
else
champagne
liked
taste better?
It. No one else liked it. A lot of people said it tasted like potpourri.
Well, I just don't like champagne.
You love that shit.
Yeah.
Like, what was that fucking that spiced wine you were drinking last year?
Well, the
I
plum,
said it. I said it fucking
wine.
Tasted like potpourri.
It was plum wine, I think. I also have stuff that my mom got me. What the fuck was it called? Oh God, I lost my train of thought. Something berry, guava berry.
Guava berry.
It's a. She got it in St. Martin. It's
that the, was the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a liqueur, and it basically tastes like Robitussin.
Oh, yum.
It's terrible.
I'll take
fucking
two.
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a big, like, I like medicinal tasting.
So, you're
liquors.
A Jaeger fan?
I hate Jaeger. I think
Jaeger,
it's gross.
It is gross, but it tastes herbal and medicinal.
No. To
that
me, it just tastes like
doesn't...
shitty licorice. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but licorice tastes herbal and medicinal, too, so.
That's the only, that's, all right, so that, you know, so I'm full of shit, I guess, because I don't like that. I hate that flavor.
I hate licorice.
What is that, the Franz, oh, what is it called? Shit. We just had a Shotzi. I brought it back from San Francisco.
Oh.
Rice-a-roni?
Nah.
It's the San Francisco,
Francisco treat.
I had no rice when I was there. Oh.
What?
You didn't think that was a,
it's
like
just
a sexual
another one
innuendo?
Of those,
no?
Licorice liqueurs.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that one. There's a mint one.
I'll take it.
No, it's kind of like Rumplemintz.
Yeah, but it's so good. Oh,
so good.
So good.
So good. So, so good. So delicious. It is fabulous.
Stop it.
We can't let it devolve to that yet.
I know.
We still have to take a break and then drink more.
I actually got kicked off of my high school. We did morning announcements over TVs through the high school.
Oh, yeah?
And me and my buddy used to do all sorts of characters. We'd have like newsmen, we'd have suits, or like we'd put some like makeup on or something and just look weird. Well, one day we had them like open up and we're wearing boas. And we're like, good morning, everybody. How are you? We got through about...
Like men on film.
We got through about 2 minutes of filming and the office staff came in. They're trying to cut the cast and we just were like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
they were,
blah,
they
blah,
were
blah.
Doing the...
They're like, you're done. You're done. You're done. We actually got in-school suspension for it. Which wasn't so bad. We had her write like an apology and... You know,
what year was this?
2006, well, 2007.
Keep in mind this was also in Alaska, so...
How fucking old are you?
28.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Gross.
Oh, wow.
No, wait. 28.
Yeah, we had TVs in Alaska then. Wow.
Wait, but they weren't color, so it's...
Well...
No, I'm just trying to think of the time, because like... I'm thinking, like, if we went to high school and then we pulled that off, we probably...
We would have been fine.
We would have been fine. Yeah. I don't think we would have gotten shit for it.
We graduated in 2001.
Yeah. All right. I did miss one detail. We were, like, close to hugging when they opened into it. We, like, had our arms around each other like this. So that might have been it, too. I missed that detail, and I...
All I'm thinking of is Men on Film. That's Damon Wayans and David Alan Grier on Living Color. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yes. I love In Living Color.
That was one of the best fucking skits.
So good. The little
ever.
Neckerchiefs.
The neckerchiefs and the like the tiny little hats on top of his bald head. Holy shit, what a good... If anybody's listening and you don't know about Living Color, just...
The Fly Girls.
YouTube some shit.
Ooh, yeah.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh,
and Jim Carrey. And Men on Film.
Yes, yes.
What was the other one we talked about? The exercise one.
Venus de Milo or Vera de Milo.
Vera, I used to love that show.
I'm so Vera good. De Milo. So you got kicked
the
off.
One where Jamie Foxx was that girl, like the ugly girl you brought home at the end of the night.
I don't remember that skit.
Oh man, it was David Alan Grier. He's like, yeah, I brought this girl home, man. Like, nah, she was so fine. She was so fine. And he goes through that, and he walks into the bed, and he's like, how you doing, baby? And Jamie Foxx turns around, I'm good. He's like, oh, no. That's all. It was good.
That's all.
That's all. We're done
I think
now.
It was David Alan Grier, yeah.
But, so you got kicked off for that, going back to it.
Sure. Yeah, we had
in school suspension.
In school suspension, it was like a day.
But props to your school for trying to provide content for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of fun doing it, and
it's just all radio terminology.
Good on your school for providing content for the kids, for the listeners.
The listeners tuning in every morning
to your audience.
We didn't have that shit. The more I look back at it, the Ketchum didn't just. Like,
do you guys have like a bell? It's like, okay, students, today don't fuck up stuff.
Yeah, it was very to the point. Like this, like we didn't. Were there any?
We didn't have like announcements.
Yeah,
I think we had like TV.
Did you go to where'd you go?
Texas. Oh, but Christ. Like
went to Texas.
I went to Texas. All of Texas. Yeah. All of
they
Texas.
They sent me to Texas for school.
You're from Texas.
Yeah.
And you're from Alaska?
Yeah.
Which ironically is like the same state.
Sort of.
Just colder.
Colder.
It's just like 30 degrees centigrade difference.
Yeah.
So like, where in Texas?
Oh, centigrade. Thank you with that.
I figured you were
everywhere?
Close to Russia.
Yeah,
like,
no, I
moved around a lot, so a bunch of different places.
System.
So you moved around a lot in Texas.
Yeah.
What it was like, what would you call, any part of Texas home?
I mean, probably, I went to high school in Belton, but I went to college.
That?
It's very central, like Waco, Temple, clean area.
Oh, gore.
yeah, I know.
Clean area.
I know, right? I went to college at Texas A&M, so I would definitely kind of consider that home. Oh, was that a good protest or bad protest?
I don't know. Either someone's here or someone farted.
Not it. So A&M, which was a blast. So I'd kind of call that home,
okay.
I guess, you know. But
so Alaska, no offense. I've been to Texas. Nothing much to write home about.
It's true. It's very. I know. Why do you think I left?
Everywhere.
I was. I stayed in Dallas for about a month and a half.
Dallas is so generic.
Outside
of Dallas. It's horrible.
Las Colinas, it was called.
Las Colinas.
It was like the
last clean ass.
It was a suburb of Dallas.
Yeah.
Like a rich suburb of Dallas. It was really
awful,
nice.
Actually.
It sounds terrible, actually.
It was, and I wanted to kill myself. However, when I was there, I hadn't seen my uncle in
Quick
about...
Quick aside, sorry to interrupt. We actually have someone watching.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, what, one.
Yeah!
Hi!
Yay! We have a listener!
Woo! It's Amber.
Good job.
Oh. Thanks. Hi, Amber.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, Ambular.
Oh.
Ambular. It's from Culus. Culus.
Culus.
It's
from Culus.
Culus.
It's a place
it's
without.
From Culus.
It's a place without lines going to places.
So, Dallas.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
My uncle lived about 40 minutes outside of Dallas, and I hadn't seen him in like 10, 15 years. So, I just hung out at his house on the weekends when we weren't working. So that was cool.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, it's just nothing.
Well, okay, so...
As far as the eye can see,
Dallas,
flat fucking nothing.
Dallas is shit. Dallas is like, insert generic city here. Like, it's terrible. Austin?
Cool
awesome.
Town.
Awesome. Really cool town.
Everybody
San Antonio, pretty
Austin.
Cool.
San
like,
Antonio.
There's some good places, but Dallas is not one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought a lot of drugs in Dallas, for what it's worth. But, like, aside from that, it's just really not a good place at all.
So, Alaska.
Yeah.
Hi!
Yeah,
no one knows that.
No, I don't.
Sorry, that's very inside. Where in Alaska?
Fairbanks, right in the middle.
Oh, Fairbanks. So what's Fairbanks like? I'm curious about Alaska. I've never
you
met anybody
specific.
From Alaska.
You're asking like what the daytime's like. Be specific.
Yeah, like, it is pretty. It's a pretty.
It's a normal
place.
Town.
Normal?
Well,
you guys live in pretty harsh, shitty conditions, though,
yeah,
right?
Well, it gets real fucking cold, and it gets decently warm, so it's like a real, like, roughneck town. Like, everybody works in the summer, and then...
Tries not to die in the winter.
Tries not to die in the winter. And then there's, like, places during this winter where, like, normal people work, hospital, office buildings and shit, but... you know, most people just build the infrastructure there. Like, that's why they got the best roads, like, great fucking buildings there.
Okay.
Because that's how everybody makes money.
Yeah, it's... Okay, so it's a state based on maintenance.
Maintenance. Yeah, no, you're right. It
you know
totally
what that's
is.
Called? Socialism.
Socialism. Alaska is the United States janitor.
Wow, so it's called... The interior.
The interior
is where you're from.
Yep.
I'm just looking at it right now.
The interior.
So you can't quite.
But aren't we all?
You can't quite see Russia from your house?
No.
That's not a real thing.
No, that's...
Well, depends on who you ask. Maybe Sarah thinks so.
I don't know if you're from. If you're
from her house.
Look.
From her house, looking at a computer, looking through a drone that is 1,000 miles.
I have seen her house. There's no fucking way you can see.
If you're from Shishmarl or
Wales. That was Tina Fey who said that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you're from Shishmarl.
And everybody's like, oh, Sarah Palin's so fucking dumb.
Well, she is dumb, but
that's the only time I'll defend her. I don't know enough about her to argue more, but. She did not say that.
Can I?
She did not.
Can
you
I say something
right.
that might be slightly offensive?
Please don't.
Only
let's virgin ears. Like, virgin
let's
ears.
Get it on video.
Crank it up.
Yes.
Make it offensive.
You have a gay voice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No,
but you do. Your voice is more gay than his voice, which isn't at all.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, no, that's happened more than once.
The voice thing.
The voice
the
thing.
Voice thing.
Yeah.
Is he...
You get,
oh, the,
do you get...
Yeah, it kind of sounded like...
Like...
Well, gay things have happened.
Yeah, like several times. But no, specifically the voice.
While he's sleeping.
You can't rape the willy.
Is it a bit, is what he's saying.
Is it a bit?
No.
Is this something you've been carrying?
Maybe it's
waiting
my
for the big
bit.
Reveal?
Maybe I'm... putting a bit on because I'm being recorded. Like, that's my recorded voice.
He's just trying to be fun.
But you've gotten it before. Like so
I've gotten it before,
I'm not
but my voice
on...
changes all the time depending on my mood. Well,
yeah, and puberty.
Well, like I said, puberty, I listen to you on Andy's show.
Way different.
And a couple of times he just slips into a Scottish accent a little bit.
I'm around to Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, so
well, yeah, you can't really... That just happens, though.
Jessica.
I've so got it's some just voices. Like subconscious.
Yeah, I've got some voices and... If I'm conscious of it, I'm going to talk like this for the whole time.
Well, in Christian's defense, he kind of has a hard go at it because myself and Daryl...
come on.
Kind of weak.
A hard go at it?
Myself and Daryl, his two best friends, are in fact of the homosexual persuasion.
No.
I know. And so being the...
Do you know them?
Being the one straight guy in the group,
it's... That being said, I wouldn't have guessed it with you. Like, I didn't know until you told me. But Daryl, absolutely. Like, you can tell. Like, it's not an insult.
But what you're saying is when you're with Daryl and you're with... You know,
well, it's the three of us. We hang out constantly. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, a lot of people sort of make that leap just because they know us and he hangs out with us. And so we actually defend him for whatever reason quite a bit.
Also try to destroy any time I'm talking to women.
Well, yeah. That's just out of sheer fun.
That's how I have wingmen.
Tanner just takes off his shirt in the bar and hugs you.
No. But we'll do worse things than that. Like... He'll be talking to a girl and it'll be going really well. And then one of us will just drop by and be like, Christian, man, I haven't seen you forever. Did those test results ever come back? And then just kind of like walk away. And you can't really recover from
story.
That.
You honestly fucking did that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You gotta think, I thought you were just saying the joke.
No.
It was who's getting herpes tonight? And I was like, No one.
No. Well, I mean, someone by, you know, just by the law of averages, someone. But no,
not you. But not definitely not you.
Definitely not you or you if either of you choose at all.
Yeah.
But like
what best friends are for.
So his voice is basically like, tying it into the Dallas thing. My uncle, who was born and raised in Westchester County, moved down to Texas. Now he's got a bit of a twang to his voice. So
did I.
So I have a twang.
Came back from North Carolina.
Did you? I didn't notice
absolutely.
It. Absolutely.
You were around me enough, I think. But yeah. Absolutely.
It just looks like you're wearing a furry eye patch right now. The camera right there. So do you think is it you or is it because you're just around a bunch of...
No. It's I just have a voice. I have an animated voice, and it just is what
really
it is.
I really wish you would have continued that statement.
That's why I didn't.
I really, really wish you would have.
Like, fill in the blank.
I just have an animated voice.
Oh, and I forgot one thing. I actually put a little bookmark in this one. On top of going way back, we're very ADD, or at least I am. Going way back to my...
Yeah, by the way, you're trying too hard and it's making it worse.
What?
You're trying to steer the ship sometimes in this episode.
I am?
Yeah, a little
Does
bit.
Does it feel that way?
Oh, feels shit. A little bit. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. I'll ratchet back.
No, it's just like at that moment I was like, all right, I could stop recording now because we're moving on to something else. But go ahead.
More of my test results came back.
Moving
on top of that,
just now,
yeah. Not only do I have a gallbladder issue, but I have a fatty liver apparently too.
Oh yeah.
So drinking's not a good idea.
Kind of thought about you.
All right, I'll take this home, I guess.
You just seem like a fat liver kind of guy.
Apparently, I'm skinny fat. Is what my doctor said.
Oh, okay.
So
you're fat on
awesome.
The inside.
You're just big boned. It's fine.
So drinking's not a good idea, or you can't do it at all anymore?
Well, it's not that. I haven't had the full results back. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to let me know where I am on the cirrhosis scale.
Oh, my God.
And that's a real fucking thing. Here's an interesting thing that I fucking learned. You can get cirrhosis without drinking at all.
Well, that's no fun.
Well, you can get lung cancer without smoking.
Say again?
You
can get it from high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup? Well... Because it goes, it turns into fat, right? You know, high carbs, high sugar, you know, just turns your liver fatty.
I thought cirrhosis was like the hardening of the liver.
It is, but because of that, the fat in there, it hardens the liver.
Okay.
So the doctor was telling me she had another patient. She's just like, this patient is on the verge, on the absolute edge of being declared, you know, declaring cirrhosis of the liver. And she does not drink, the patient.
She's a shitty eater?
She's just a shitty eater. How fucking crazy is that?
Well, I've just always
I just heard everybody's assholes pucker.
That does suck.
Going like, oh, everybody shit! Goes,
like, every time you eat a cheeseburger, you're like, this is going to be worth it when I get the heart disease. You know, but then it's just like...
I really want to pay
then
for
it's
this
just
twice.
Like, so I'm going to get cirrhosis of the liver and heart disease, and I'm going to be denied a transplant because I'm a heavy drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my drinking might not have had anything to do with it.
I told my doctor, she's like, do you drink? I'm like,
I don't really
drink anymore. Once a week on this fucking show is pretty much when I drink. She's like, well, how many times do you drink? How much do you drink? 2-3 a week. Drinks, period. Mm-hmm. This week's been a lot more because it's my birthday, so everybody wants to just get me drunk for some fucking reason.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, happy birthday. But other than that, not
moral
really.
The story is we can all take our presents home.
No. I like my presents. Okay.
But they're not to look at.
So I get a fibro scan.
Fibro.
Yeah. I'm going to scan my liver.
You should definitely dial it up to 10 right up until the test.
just redline it.
Just because, like, then you're going to get the most honest result out of it, and you'll have gotten it all out of the way for when they tell you you can't drink anymore.
Right.
That's
I have been doing. I've gotten through a full gallon of ice cream. I have a half gallon left. That I have to get
through. So basically, you're not
and then all
able,
this liquor.
You're not going to be able
you're
to
fuck up your tests.
So what
I,
might
I know
happen?
I can't have these. So
what
I'm
might happen is you're going to not be able to eat gluten, which is just a nightmare. But the worst part about it for me is the drinking. No more beer, right? Then you're not going to be able to drink at all. So you can't even have the liquor or the wine, and you can't have fatty foods. You should just fucking start smoking.
The only thing left is
meth.
You
gotta have something. Just like, fucking, yeah. Like, start smoking
question
something.
In the back. Processed food, yeah. That was the big one.
What's the ingredient?
High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup.
And simple carbohydrates. You know, that was the big one.
So simple carbohydrates, you're probably pretty far away from because of the gluten.
Not really, because a lot of the stuff I eat has
white rice
flour in it. So, you know, all the
though, right?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's better than bleached flour, but with the gallbladder and the liver.
So is it mostly bleached flour or is it all wheat products?
It's all
he can't have gluten at all.
I can't have gluten because of the celiacs.
Okay.
So he has
an actual allergy. It's not an allergy. It's like a condition.
It's an autoimmune deficiency, apparently. Yeah. My body can't process one of the proteins in wheat.
Actually, I heard that's been around since like the Middle Ages and before.
Yeah, we just never diagnosed anybody. Nobody lived long
enough.
People were just allergic.
It's been around, but we also sort of gave it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we.
The general consensus with doctors is that we've overprocessed wheat so much that our body is just.
And also, we eat too much of it.
We do, but there's also because of the need to. Produce so much to feed ourselves, there's only a few strains that we've actually cultivated, and then we've inundated our diets with those. So if you eat any of the what do they call them? The not ancestral grains. There's a word for it.
No, that is the word for it.
No, it's ancient grains.
Yeah, ancient
Ezekiel,
grains.
Ezekiel bread.
Yeah, if you eat that, a lot of people who are gluten intolerant can actually eat that because it just processes so much differently than what we typically eat all day, every day.
Yeah, and it is kind of creepy that humans rely on like four things now.
Yeah.
It's like fucking soy, wheat,
rice and corn. Dead animals.
Well,
corn.
Corn, yeah. Corn and everything.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If one of those things goes down, 25% of the food goes away. So,
do you guys know how to hunt?
We call that a culling.
Yeah, yeah. In sure Poughkeepsie, do. I definitely know how to hunt. You can walk up to a deer and shoot it in the face with your handgun.
Yeah. So. You are fed.
Yeah. My wife
fucking
actually...
Fucking mangy Poughkeepsie deer. That's going to be feeding us in the apocalypse.
My
awesome.
So hungry.
It'll be like the road real
yeah.
quick.
Yeah, for sure.
90 is the road.
My vegetarian wife made me sauerbraten
so
with rat. Rat.
With rat.
With rat.
She tried to
Are
give
you
me...
sure she loves you?
Like... It sounds like...
I don't know where that came from. Like, I wasn't even... With rabbit.
Oh, with rabbit.
With
okay.
a rabbit that I got this year.
Rabbit's kind of grassy and gamey.
Depends. This one was a bit gamey because I had to shoot it a couple times.
It wasn't metallic, it was gamey.
Yeah, it was a bit gamey.
Speaking of that, so Amber's watching now.
Oh.
What Amber think?
Hi, Ambular!
So is Brie.
Oh, yeah,
but Amber, her dad wants to make us Thai chili bear.
Oh, I'm in.
What's that?
Right?
Let's,
in.
Do
let's,
it.
Let's make that happen.
Well,
he shot
a bear. Bear meat.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he was like rattling off all these things, and she's like, I think my dad thinks he's coming on the show.
Bear burgers, bear sausages.
Yo, I've had
put
bear
him
jerky.
On bear kebabs.
Yeah.
Bear pasta. Sorry,
so,
he pointed
so,
the
yeah,
camera.
So
now
you
my...
get a bear that's been eating fish all, you know,
that's
autumn.
The thing.
Oh,
where
man.
Did he shoot the bear? Did he shoot it next to a dump? Because I don't want to eat that bear.
Yeah, I know. Like,
the fucker's been eating blueberries all his life. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But
why does this meat taste like Burger King? It's really strange.
You know what? I'd take a bear that tastes like Burger King than Pampers.
It tastes like Burger King and a couch.
This is definitely a lazy boy.
But yeah. I'm my family's. Are hunters, and I married a vegetarian, so it's kind of awkward.
Perfect.
It was awkward.
She's
now it's
just the
fine.
Only one that would have you.
You're the only meat she'll ever eat.
But yeah. I wouldn't, like, eat
That's
it.
That's good.
More like tasting it.
Tasting it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fancy wine tasting. Put it in your
Spits
mouth.
It
and then spit it out.
And repeat.
We have a question in the back. Yes, question. So, no, I said it's a soft mushroom tip, and anybody who has a penis understands exactly the analogy to describe the penis. I know. Well,
it's good news.
I've been
yeah,
told
you.
That you don't.
Thanks for that confirmation.
I know who has a penis.
Are you going to play the bumper?
Can we... Oh, yeah, I got to do this quick.
Stop the show. Bosch wants to talk about dicks.
Now, I'm curious of...
Whose voice was that?
It was Joe, a friend of the show. I'm curious, so I'm obsessed with... I need your help. And your help, about 50% of your help, if you know what I'm... if. I think you know what I'm talking about. So, this young lady right here, okay?
Lady is in parentheses.
Yeah.
Or quotations. Yeah.
So, hold on.
Was she born a woman?
This is the big one here.
Oh.
Now,
oh,
what
yeah.
is...
That's a
this
penis.
Isn't making anyone uncomfortable.
No such thing.
Okay. Now.
Is that... That's real.
That is very real.
Real, yeah.
This is
and
Bailey
he,
J.
He was supposed to put a piece of tape, like right there where he put the picture up to not make people uncomfortable.
The former Jewel.
If anybody listens to this show,
wait, that's
this
Jewel?
Is not going to make them uncomfortable.
No, it's not Jewel.
Figuratively, the former Jewel of Poughkeepsie is what he was trying to say. She
I would say the
here.
Hudson Valley.
She, whatever.
She moved to Florida. Live. I'm very depressed about it. It's sad.
By the way, just so you know what a good friend I am, I spent 5 solid hours. Trying to get a hold of her to have her call the show. I tried. Completely failed.
She's too famous for us.
Absolutely. But I was serious.
What'd you
like,
do?
Well,
walk
I,
us through.
I emailed her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I emailed her production company. And I did talk to whoever runs her website and gave them our information.
Oh.
And nothing.
She probably listened.
Maybe.
That's a big turnoff for most people.
Yeah.
Actually listening to the show before they come on. Like Andy. Andy's going to have a rude awakening.
No, he listened.
Did he listen?
And I'm not going to do it in a Scottish accent because it would be terrible. But he said, I listened to your show. It sounded great.
Sounded great. Well,
oh no!
The quality was amazing.
That's
the content was shit.
That's exactly what he was saying. But yeah. he's still booked.
No. You'll have fun with Andy. Yeah. Andy's got
good.
A good sense
it's
of humor.
Fun. Yeah, it's gonna be good. But he's coming on our show in like 2 weeks, so cool. He's gonna come on here, and then I'm going on his show because he didn't want Ryan to come on.
Ooh.
No, he just said our format can't support two people.
What if I bring a microphone?
No, the format can't support two. We would need to come up a list. Like,
I really want to go because I could talk to these fuckers about music for a solid 3 hours.
Yeah,
well,
without
stopping. It's an hour-long show once a month.
I want to go on a show.
So he needs to cut it down.
You have your own show.
But I want to go on a show where I don't have to do all of this.
It's a pretty fun show.
please tell me that we recorded that and can make that into a GIF.
No, it's no. I thought I had enough.
There's never enough.
Never.
No, there's never enough B-roll. You should just set it up in the corner. I'm not doing it again.
Do you? Well,
I hate doing it again.
This thing will only record for about 45 minutes.
Oh, that's it.
It's very insane. Well, right. 45 minutes. Then the battery dies. You got
to
change.
Can we go back to talking about the lady's penis?
Yeah, I'm conflicted here.
Okay. I want to ask you.
Top half, see where I see right now.
Because I know where Adam stands.
Well, where I'm sitting right here, I don't see a dick. I see a great rack and a nice face.
An adorable Asian lady.
I don't see Asian at all. I see, like, Italianish Jewish girl.
But then this comes into
play.
And
a big fat dick.
Interesting choice of words.
Now.
Well.
All right, so hold on. You're next. Get in the queue, because I'm saving the best for last.
He's just like, I've seen better.
So, yay or nay?
Yeah, on what?
Meaning, like,
he's
could you do
would
it?
Would you?
That, I just, the dick thing, I just couldn't do it. I know where it would go. I know where it would go, but
oh, yeah.
I don't think I could.
No?
I look down a lot. So,
well, that's because you're a man.
Yeah,
that's
true.
So you're saying,
I mean,
like, missionary would be out.
No, but
down,
but doggy there. Style, you wouldn't really be able to from that angle. You wouldn't see anything.
I would know balls were there.
Would you? Would you?
I mean,
explain your experience.
If it were no, if it were like, yo, fuck me, but fuck me in the butt, and I didn't know, I would be. Hard-pressed to think that was a man.
All right, so now, taking that into consideration, fuck me in the ass, okay, and then about, let's say
halfway through, she just fucking spins around.
Quarter of the way through.
Okay.
So you're not even close yet.
You're not close.
Well,
you still got it.
I mean...
There's still a long or
well,
short
no,
road ahead, depending on who
for
you are.
Him.
Okay,
we're basing it on his time.
Oh,
it's all relative. It's all relative.
Oh, yeah, no stamina for me. None. You're right. How'd you know? Wow.
Because it's a human condition.
Oh.
For dudes, it's a human
So you find out dudes. You find out somewhere in the first half.
Sure.
You know, right before halftime.
Right before halftime, there's a dick right in front of me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're there.
No, that's
you're,
a
you're already
show.
There.
You're inside.
Do you take your ball and go home?
Balls. Do you take your
metaphor.
Balls and go home?
It's a metaphor. Don't cheapen it.
I don't know. I feel like I need to flip a coin on this.
Wait, I'm going to cheapen the show?
No, don't cheapen
the metaphor. I don't know. That's tough.
I'm with you. I'm here with you.
He's just trying to lead you down a dark road. He's fucking baiting the shit out of
you. Yeah, no, I know. I know.
Do you want to know why? Because I need people...
I need
to start forming my army of, oh, I can't quite make a decision.
Yeah, no, it's...
You know?
It's
I need to find people on that same plane of existence.
Okay, see how... If that face looked like that the entire time, it'd be a lot harder to say no. But if I saw that unedited face and I was like, oh,
yeah, this
I
is
see
also
some,
super.
I see some bristles.
Like, you know that, right?
And
right. Okay.
Your
well,
hips aren't so
well,
narrow.
I mean, she
you know, they're
she
a little bit more narrow.
Well, she's on like estrogen replacement therapy and all of that.
That
so
doesn't,
doesn't
give you that doesn't give you hips.
But
or
she doesn't
an
grow
ass.
A beard, and it absolutely does give you hips.
It makes your pelvis.
No,
get
it doesn't
bigger.
Make your pelvis get bigger. It slims your waist and widens the.
But
fat.
Women have big hips because they have wide pelvises.
Yes, I know, but it changes where the fat placement is on your body. It makes them look more like women.
Now,
that's a smart fucking hormone.
Now,
yeah, I mean, we're all humans. We were all the same
science.
Sex at one point in our development.
Hashtag
yeah,
what?
That's
yeah.
fine,
hashtag
but I'm
science.
Just saying, like dumping fat. Like, no, this goes to your ass and your titties. Boom.
Yeah, that's exactly
you're
what happens.
A woman
but
now.
That's what estrogen
but
does.
Yeah, that's exactly
specifically.
What well, I didn't know that.
Can we also talk about other things you didn't know?
Nope.
Okay.
Now, the big question. Tanner.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we at here? Cuz this is like when the Swedish hammer was in, I didn't get a chance to ask him.
So you get the Texan hammer.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
Because I don't think no. I don't think so.
Okay.
The Swedish hammer is on. He's on your team.
Okay.
However, I didn't ask.
He's a small business owner.
Where he's where he stands here
on her. We absolutely talked about this. He says she's beautiful, but I'm not into women.
Did he?
We talked about this. Yeah, and then he asked you,
Ollie,
and Jasmine,
if Ollie's
if
listening,
you guys did anal sex and said you were missing out. Like, how do I remember this? I'm the drunkest person ever, all the time on this show.
I need Ollie to call us and see what's up and let me know.
Where are we at for time here? Because I got to pee, by the way.
We're at 1:15, but we're right in the middle of this.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just letting you
Does
know.
Does anybody have to go to the bathroom?
No. Aside from Adam.
Besides Adam?
No.
All right. So you go. I can handle this.
Okay.
That's
I'll
what
just
he said.
Listen back when I listen to the show.
Yeah. It's like a surprise.
Yeah. It's a nice surprise. It's also like the second half of the show is usually a surprise for me because I don't remember it.
So are of you of the same
ilk.
Like ilk?
Okay.
So like wait. I'm not.
What
I'm not
kind
like
of gay
being,
are you, Tanner?
I'm not being a typical dumb straight dude. Am
no,
I?
No, no, no.
Or am I?
No,
just
no,
say
no,
yeah.
No.
Ask
honestly,
him what you're asking. What kind of gay are you?
No. Honestly, no. Because the typical straight guy would probably not have this on their screen right now at all.
Okay.
So you've already like moved past that.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, I have that picture where she's like this with the red hair and I have that saved to my phone. Just it's my happy place. That I go to once in a while.
So you're
we
slouch,
also
yes.
call that the spank bank.
When it no, it's not for that. It's for me to
it's
go.
It's a nice set of breasts. I'm not gonna lie.
She's giving
that
you like
a
little
great set
wink,
of implants,
and I'm like, oh, you know what?
And if hormones gave her that, damn.
Oh, it's
there's people in the world that, you know.
Yeah,
but
totally,
anyway,
totally.
So
what's my take?
Would you?
Interesting question. Not a straight answer. No pun intended.
Let's have that one.
I'm not turned on by it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also not turned off by it.
Okay.
So I'm definitely supportive of anybody who, especially like people that feel the need to do that. And actually, I'm incredibly impressed. Like that they have the guts, I would say the balls, but sometimes that's not always true. to do that, I think I'm amazed by.
I think appropriate saying would be lady balls.
Maybe. She balls.
Da da da, she bangs.
that being said, it would depend on if the chemistry was right. Like from like a strict like would you just do it, I couldn't say.
So you need to get to know the person
first. A little bit, yeah.
You're one of those people. You're like me.
So I mean, so kind of asking him that is like you asking me that.
because she's bridging the gap between the
it's
two
true.
Things.
Yes, I know. That's why it's such an enigma.
I'm completely confident enough in my own sexuality to say she's incredibly attractive.
Yes, definitely.
But that's just like that one thing. Like that's a big fucking deal.
Well, I think probably part of it is that if you're looking at what part of her is what, right? Yeah. Like boobs are pretty innocuous. Like they're great, but like I don't
For you.
No. I'm just saying like I don't know, and I know a lot of gay people. I don't know any gay people necessarily that by default are like, oh my God, boobs, I don't want to touch them. They're so gross. Like boobs are just, they're boobs. Like the thing I think that grosses a lot of gay guys out is actually like
the vagina.
The vagina. Totally a much scarier thing, especially because they have teeth. So the fact that she doesn't have that to me, I mean, I don't know. Like it's not as threatening. If you will. I don't want to use the word threatening because that sounds like I'm offended by it, which I'm not.
No, and I think, I mean, 90% of what makes men unattractive to me is the fact that they're men, not their genitalia.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
So,
well, in that defense...
That's also in a very innocuous, like, I'm seeing you at a restaurant kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to actual intercourse, like...
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, like
it's... Like, that... If I saw her in a public place, I'd be like, yeah, she's incredibly attractive. She has a penis. She's still incredibly attractive, but I don't want to have sex with her.
See, what's funny about this photo, anyway, specifically.
I mean, I understand that. If I didn't know there was a dick, I'd be like, fuck yes.
I
heard about her on another radio show. So I knew she had a penis before I ever saw a picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a little bit different. Like, you showed him a picture of her before he ever saw her penis, which is still there, by the way, which is still on the screen.
I was just thinking about that. It's fucking... a record length of time that she's been up, because usually
like,
I get yelled at.
I'm now asking you to take it away.
Oh. Right.
So I will say, though, before you take this away, I will say the one thing about this photo, and maybe not others are different, but looking at that objectively...
We can look at others.
You know, we're really here for you.
Continue your thought, and I'll look at others.
Do you need some alone time? Looking at... Well, maybe not so much this photo, but the one before it...
How about this? Classy.
Yeah, we'll use the word classy.
The word is flaccid. That's the word you're looking for.
Flassy?
Flassy? Flassy. She... Still, all
right, now it's
no,
cool.
No, I'm sorry. I was looking at the screen, not you. Sorry.
Very distracting.
I would look at her and say she's pretty, but I would still wonder, did she used to be a man? Like, she looks masculine to
well,
me.
Well, I mean, the dick would give it away.
Not the dick part. Obviously, that's a giveaway.
That's my favorite photo.
That I still, can see, when you first brought that up,
we've talked about this.
I still
about
see
the makeup thing.
Features.
Do you remember... Maple Cappuccino Girl.
Mm.
When I told you, I was like, dude, you have no idea what that chick even looks like.
God,
yeah, exactly.
That booty, though, she's just so fit.
She's listening right now.
I don't know.
She, probably.
But she's like,
she knows who she is.
I hope so. We need this.
I'm sure she does know who she is.
Well, you called her Maple Cappuccino Girl.
I'm dating.
She's not listening.
Do you know that?
No, I don't know that. And if she is, I'll be really happy that we have listeners outside of our group of friends. But anyway. It's like you don't know what that person looks like. Like that chick spends 40 minutes putting her makeup on before she goes to the gym, and 2 hours putting her makeup on before she goes on a fucking date.
I can't stand that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I just can't.
I mean,
I spend no time on my makeup.
She does a good job though. Like
Amy,
you know what?
She feels special.
She's got her thing, her quirk, her fucking image problem.
Do whatever
and that
you
sucks.
Want. But like we know someone, and I've told you about this person too. She looks like a tranny because she wears too much makeup.
Mm-hmm. See,
you know exactly who I'm fucking talking about, right?
But, not exactly, because there's a couple. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're getting flanked.
We need more mics.
I'm working on it.
All right, I'm going to stop.
Moral of the story, she's very attractive, but maybe it's just because I
seen a lot of drag queens. Like, to me, she still looks like a man.
So your exposure to this culture and this kind of thing is a lot less. So this, for you, this is very far removed. Like, you can watch thousands of hours of video of her, okay, but she's very done up, and she's in 1080p on a screen. Probably on your cell phone in the bathroom in the middle of the night.
I also follow her on Twitter and Instagram. You know, it's not always, sometimes it's just her fucking eating potato chips.
Or jerking off in the bathroom.
No, it's just her eating potato chips.
No, he's talking about
shit.
You jerking off in the bathroom.
He was talking about her jerking off in the bathroom.
Okay.
Somebody was. It's whoever.
It was him.
But.
It was both.
All I'm saying.
Simultaneous.
All I'm saying is that.
Simultaneous release.
I am obsessed with this only because this is the first big challenge to my sexuality was rocked to the fucking core, and I'd like it for it to be a bit.
You have to do a better setup of it. You got to show like a few hot pictures of her as a woman and be
and then he's
bam,
got,
she's got a dick.
Like,
bam, she's got a dick.
Now that's a cutaway.
So we have talked about doing this, and it's probably written on that fucking wall of things that we say we're going to do and don't do. But, like, that picture, that's your kind of go-to, is that picture. Don't pull it up again, please. But just put a piece of tape on the screen.
Pull it out.
Mm-hmm. That covers that exact portion.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there's like the reveal at the end. They're like, that's why the tape's there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it'll be like this picture, but there's a little piece of tape right here. And there'll be a bunch of other shit going on. And our guests are like, why the fuck is there a piece of electrical tape on the screen?
Do they know that's there? These guys.
He wants it to be a bit, but it's still.
It's that. That's my
the
thing
beta
is.
Phase.
I've gotten to the point where if I was standing in a room. Nothing has happened. Mm-hmm. Clothes come off, and there it is. We all know what it is.
Sure. So,
and
are you saying that you're not sure what would happen? You don't know what you'd do?
I can't make a decision. I can't say.
So would you bottom in that?
What I'm saying is, I cannot say no
to bottoming.
I can say no to that.
Yeah, he's.
That's
there's
a definite.
No. There's previous episodes where he talks about putting fingers in his butt.
You don't know
he's
if
not into right, it.
Maybe she's right. A top.
So, well,
no, she's not.
He does know that.
Listen, I'm an accomplished.
I mean,
researcher.
She has been in certain gifts that you've shown me without me asking. Well, I mean, the guy was on top, but he was still the bottom.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with actual position.
Yeah, he was like, so Bailey J dyed her hair. Look at this. And it's just a dude riding her, and she's got silver hair. And he's like, doesn't it look great? What the fuck? He's like, once I saw this, I decided I don't care. I love her.
So here's the deal, though. Saying that you don't know what would happen, I actually commend that, because... And this is changing slowly, but I think traditionally so many heterosexual men would instantly see that and be like, what the fuck? Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, and that's changing. I think the concept of sexuality has become more like murky. Like, it's more fluid. You know, the Kinsey scale. Nobody is on the left or right either way.
Like, with the Kinsey scale is it's been socially acceptable for women to be fluid forever. And it's just... If you're fluid as a man, you're gay.
Default, yeah, hands down. Like if you two girls make out, it's hot, and then she goes home to her boyfriend. Yeah. But if two guys kiss, you're
usually
gay for
he's
life.
There fucking cheering her on, take your shirt off,
and that's
kind of
that's
thing.
A social construct thing. But I commend you for being able to say I don't know what I would do, because so many other straight guys would just be like, dude, bro, no, like fuck that shit, like no, like so that alone I think says a lot. Huh. It's a good thing.
Well, I'm just being fucking honest.
Yeah, but I appreciate
that.
I think
a lot of people are very dishonest with themselves.
Hmm. I think most people are very honest with themselves. They're just really not honest with others. Because, like, if you fuck... Like, the Pornhub stats you were talking about on the Chive.
Yeah.
that all of that like shemale stuff is huge in the, and I think a lot of that is because it's guys that are thinking about like maybe they are bisexual and that's an easy way to vent that or or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, you see, the way you have approached, not approached it, the way that it, this has all come about has been very interesting to me because I've seen the slow, incremental him figuring it out, and you've been very open about it, which I think if I was feeling that way and thinking those things, I would have a lot of trouble with it. You know what I mean?
Is what
that's
it
just
is.
Who I am, though. You'd have, Amy said she thinks she would have trouble with me being like, so I think I'm into shemale porn.
You'd leave, you just go.
But that's the thing.
Adam, that's your out. Just like file that away. That's your out.
Adam, you don't have tits. I'm leaving.
But can I say, I've watched her videos.
We know.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times.
No, I'm being perfectly honest. I've watched her videos. And
worth it?
I mean,
no.
Let's say I've used her videos
to not come, but come
less than three times. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
So it's still a little strange, but I have to find the perfect scene. You know what I mean?
What's the perfect scene?
Where her dick isn't in frame.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So she's a hot woman, but she's
still getting over that hump.
Yeah.
Well, still got to get over that mushroom hump.
Yeah, that.
The pole.
Amy has call a
that
question.
We're going to call that a pole vault.
Yes, another question from the back.
Was one of those times when you were trying to make your clone a Willy?
No. It was not when I was trying to make my clone a Willy.
You guys don't know about this.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to play the bumper or? Okay, so you can clone your penis.
Oh. Yeah.
I may or may not have had a little bit of experience with these kits.
I made one.
Yeah.
It's like a dick dildo. Your dick.
Yeah, but his is very bland.
It's creepy.
You have a bland dick?
No, we went with a Caucasian one, and you went with purple?
Purple.
I went with purple.
By the way, everyone, the cylinder that he's holding is the approximate size of his penis.
Because
you have to trim it.
That smash down version.
Yeah, so it's that plus a little bit.
A little room at the top.
Well, it's at the bottom of the.
It's like the reservoir.
At the bottom
tip.
Of the top.
It's fine.
It's not the
just
whole.
Smell that.
I gave a. No, I was just
okay. I thought you were just like. Good times.
Because I have to put this back.
So anyway, he didn't use shemale porn to attempt to make. Basically, he lost it halfway through, and it just collapsed like a flat in a cupboard.
My quote unquote dildo
quote
came
end
out.
Quote, God damn it!
You know what? I was listening to Democracy Now.
I don't care what anyone.
And they
are you crinkling a chip bag back there?
I listen to a lot of NPR.
And they say, quote, unquote.
And it's really annoying.
Doesn't matter. It's still incorrect.
Very incorrect, and it's very annoying. And they talk about how well they journal.
And you shouldn't say, quote. You also shouldn't say.
They talk about how well they journal.
You also shouldn't say, like, quote, end quote, and then the thing, or the thing, and then quote, end quote. You should say, quote. The thing, then end quote.
Right? That makes more sense.
Anyway.
You can't unquote something.
No,
you can end a quote.
You can't unquote a no quote.
Listen, Rain Man, let's calm down.
definitely.
He's the one who taught me about the Oxford comma.
And the Oxford comma is amazing.
I hate the Oxford comma.
Get out.
Only
get out of your own
get out
right now.
With
you're done.
Teacher.
You're done.
No. If you don't use the Oxford comma, then the last two things in your list are
the
one
same
thing.
Yes.
That can really change the context.
Sometimes in a hilarious fashion.
You know,
nice deep ass crack. That episode.
Yeah. Go back and listen. We had a long argument about commas.
Yeah, but you have to think about the common reading style. People will still put the pause because
I'm
band.
With I understand.
Not
it,
that I don't I, like the Oxford comma, but that is
right.
This got super intelligent, really. Fast.
I agree
like,
with
we
the
went from We went from shemales to fucking grammar like that.
Yeah, but we're drinking more, so shouldn't we be going the opposite direction?
I know, right? It's just, it's not that kind of show.
I am perplexed.
So I'm looking at this Kinsey scale thing, and this is interesting. So I didn't know about the Kinsey scale.
The gay straight scale?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. The rating is from 1 to 6, or X, which is, I'm sorry, 0 to 6, 0 being exclusively heterosexual and 6 being exclusively homosexual, X meaning no sociosexual contacts or reactions.
Yeah. So there,
asexual?
Yeah, there are people who are identify as asexual.
Okay.
And that's where the X comes in. But generally speaking, on the Kinsey scale, whether you identify as straight or gay, almost nobody ever hits 0 or 6. And that's the point. Is that
really?
Everybody is on a sliding scale, like to some degree or another.
No kidding. That's interesting. So I think, like, number one from 0 is exclusively, number one is predominantly heterosexual, only incidentally homosexual.
Frat parties.
So with that, so I'd be like a 1?
Tanner was in a fraternity, I believe.
Were you in a fraternity?
I was.
What did you do to people?
Was it like a real, like...
What did you do to them?
Like, you're not gay if you blow me.
So wait.
Come on, rush week.
Texas A&M.
Yes.
T-tab.
All right, so what was the Greek?
He's just going to go right to Pornhub and type in the year and Texas A&M and try and find some, like,
yeah, no.
Like,
no.
Pledge submission.
Well,
the title
is Texas A&M.
College Fuck Fest.
Here's the deal. A,
Texas A&M.
A, those are all on my phone. And B, I was actually not out in college, so.
Oh, so you had to put up the facade.
Yeah.
The facade, if you will.
It's true.
All right. Yeah. Wow. How the fuck was that?
It was actually fine, though, because I loved my fraternity brothers. We had a blast. We just drank a lot and bullshitted, and it was amazing. And it wasn't really ever about sex, you know,
so,
in that sense for me.
So there was no like, joking around, like, poking fun or whatever, or
no,
there
no,
was?
Like, I mean, we,
just
yeah, we joked around, cool, but, like, it. I joked around, too. I mean, keep in mind that I'm a child of the 80s, which means I grew up in the, you know, early 90s, where, like, oh, dude, that's so gay. Like, I still say that sometimes. Like, for me, it just, I never took it as an offense.
Yeah.
So just being.
It doesn't mean that. I mean.
Yeah, I know.
That's the whole thing. Like, you didn't mean you are a person who likes to have sex with men.
Correct.
You just, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I think the Louis C.K. bit, you know.
Yeah, the Phoenicians.
Well,
people
see...
from Phoenix are Phoenicians.
Yeah, yeah. He goes. He goes. Like, he goes. When I say when he was explaining the word faggot, like the way he uses it, it's all about,
it's all about context
and all that.
Yeah, yeah,
all that.
Totally.
But what he was saying was, he goes, "I'm not going to call you a faggot just because you're gay." He goes, "You could be."
I don't want to do his bit.
Don't do his bit. But. Basically, he was saying, like, there's levels where you should just call him that. Like, you know, people from Phoenix, like, the guy pops his mouth, pops his dick out of his mouth and goes, people from Phoenix are Phoenicians. He goes, shut up, faggot.
He goes, shut up, faggot, and get back to smoking that dick.
But, where was I going with that? But, we come from that. We're like right on that weird.
You're right at the end of that.
We're
right?
That gray area of millennial we used to say it. It's not okay to say it. It's still there in us where we want to say stop being a queer.
Where it was like, where it was like the PCs, and you're like 2 years older than us.
Yeah.
So it was like where the. It was where it started to come in where you shouldn't say retard. That was the first thing. And you shouldn't say retard unless you're talking about things that are retarded. You shouldn't call a person a retard.
Slow note.
Like, but you can say, this show is retarded. That's completely fine.
No. This show is high spectrum. It's totally measurable.
No, like hang on. Like the Highland Bagel Cafe. They are
Bagel Cafe.
The Highland Bagel Cafe is retarded because they are fucking slow as shit.
Yeah. There you go. That's a perfect example.
Beautiful.
So,
hey, Christian.
I fucking wish we had that
the
on video.
First time in Dead Radio podcast history.
No, it's not the first. But,
oh, no,
but
you've done it?
You didn't catch it. Where I've like drank a beer that still had a cap on it. So anyway, for all the folks at home, all two of you listening.
The 777 whiskey has been poured with the cap on.
Yeah, it doesn't come out of the bottle with the
doesn't work
with
well.
The cork in there.
I was
just shake it really hard.
There is no osmosis.
So anyway,
going back to it.
So
fraternity.
When,
it was cool. Like my fraternity was actually made up of a bunch of guys who never thought they'd be in a fraternity. So, and that was totally me.
So Revenge of the Nerds?
Well, not that bad, but sort of same.
No, they weren't like
you weren't a
trilam.
No.
Like Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah,
when I think of fraternities, I think of the people that I know that join fraternities, which are either just followers and just shit people, or people that just want to be in charge, feel better than people, feel like they're more higher echelon.
Yeah, no, that wasn't about that wasn't what we were about at all. We just had a great time, and it was just about hanging out with your friends and drinking and throwing parties and, you know, for everybody else getting laid. So it was cool. You know,
was there ever a conversation? Just be like, dude, there's like chicks everywhere. What's going on?
No. I mean, I had a girlfriend in college, off and on. But it was just never really came up. Like, it just was never a priority for me. Like, I always knew, but it wasn't something that I was like, this is not the time or place. So I was okay with it.
Huh. When did you, like, come out, if you don't mind me asking?
I do.
I mean, we're drunk. we're drunk enough now that I can ask you that.
It's fair.
And I got a microphone in front of my face, so it's an interview.
Oh, true.
You're not my boss right now.
Oh, that's true.
we are a media destination.
Talk Adams. Hey.
Fire Adam. No, it's just like, hey, Siri, remind me to fire Adam tomorrow.
9:45.
She has an Australian accent.
I'm a little turned on by your phone voice. It's kind of doing it for me.
Amber told me how to make an Australian accent.
I think I was there for that.
Yeah.
So not until I moved up here, actually, which was 12 years ago, something like that, 12, 13 years ago. I moved up here to go to the culinary, and I kind of moved up here sight unseen. Like, I applied to the culinary, and I was like, I got in. And I was like, fuck it. Packed up my truck, hit the road, moved up here.
No, it's called food school.
Food school. I'm sorry. I'm totally my fault.
We have a list.
Food school. So when I applied and was accepted to food school, I decided, fuck it, let's go. Loaded up my shit, and on the 24-hour drive up here, I had a lot of time to reflect, and I thought, you know what? If I'm ever gonna do it, now's the time.
Yeah,
like no one knows me.
Fresh start.
I can be anybody I want to be. And let's do it. And the rest is history.
Well, mazel tov, as I like
just
to say.
Love to say fucking
and you?
So it was seriously on the. So it was like just seriously on the drive up. You're just like, fuck it.
Well, I mean, it crossed my mind. You know,
that's cool though, man. That's cool.
It wasn't on the drive up that I don't know. It wasn't on the drive up that I decided to be gay, you know.
Well,
no, like the drive up,
definitely not what I meant.
It was a really long drive.
Just like, but, I am so tired. I've had 7 Red Bulls. I need to be gay now.
The radio doesn't work. Gay is my only option. Shit.
I'm out of money and I need gas.
Hey, $20 is $20.
I told him.
I almost wanted. I almost
you
wore.
Absolutely should. That would have been the best moment in this show's history if you just unzipped your fucking
right, like Superman-esque,
had
like,
the shirt on.
It was too hacky. I didn't want to do it.
You didn't get it. I paid for it.
Oh, God. Here we go. Not even on mic and you're bickering.
Not even at all. I absolutely...
Ooh, pizza.
No.
Hmm.
No, because I want pepperoni. I'm vegetarian this month, by the way.
I've been working.
Oh, you're doing
that's
that.
Really tough. I'm just trying
to
do it because I have acid reflux.
Yesterday,
and every
fucking
gives me heartburn.
I seriously fucking handed out
all meat?
80 slices of bacon.
All the time.
Oh my god. I just want bacon so bad right now. A couple days, and it'll fade into memory, and then it'll be March 1st, and I'm going to eat a bacon cheeseburger and 12 chicken wings.
So to celebrate Black History Month, you're going vegetarian.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it's just because February is the shortest fucking month.
So that's interesting.
I don't have a problem doing vegetarian. I really don't. I do it all the fucking time.
No, because it's just more like, it's more in the fucking ingredients in your fridge.
That's true.
That's really what it's all
about.
She
does the shopping, so I really have no choice.
I go out to eat all.
We eat out all the time.
Well, Amy suggested that we eat. Amy suggested we eat less meat because it's just fucking terrible for you. And I was like, all right, well, you know, it was the 31st of last month, and I was like, maybe I'll do meat free for February. We'll do it a day early.
You've done it before, right?
Yeah, I've done it for the last 4 years.
Yeah, but
that
one time
you
fucking turned yellow.
Yeah, I tried
you
to be
jaundice.
Yeah, I tried to be vegan that time.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think I just need like a little bit of like animal fat, animal protein, so like cheese, eggs is fine. I can be completely vegetarian.
Showing me something.
It's just showing you his cube.
What do you got there? Sorry.
So yeah, it was just like
a nice rack.
I was seriously eating like 4,000 calories a day, vegan and hungry all the time.
Well, yeah, you eat fucking nuts and fucking bird seed and.
Yeah. Well, I was my main sources of protein would have been like,
beans.
Yeah, beans and soy. Well,
but you were an amazing person to be around during that time.
Oh my God, I was so fucking angry all the time. It was terrible. So and then awful. One day she was like, "You look awful. You look yellow. Like you need to like no." And I did the whole month vegetarian. I just wound up eating like cheese and stuff. We were doing it.
We were just friends in college.
Well, he wouldn't have had any energy to do it anyway at that point in time, it's fine.
But I was seriously drawn and yellow. I did lose a lot of weight, though.
Look, I'm going to lay here and you rub on me.
I'm just going to mush it into you.
I can't.
It'll just be something I can talk about. That's really all this is.
Was it good for you? Because
it was terrible.
I slept through most of it.
Yeah, so no vegan. Not doing that again. But vegetarian, it feels like right around now, I start to feel better. Like I have more energy, pooping better, of course.
All right.
Thanks for sharing.
BM.
Oh, speaking of pooping, I want to hear the fucking story if someone is willing to give up their microphone for a...
Dead Radio presents...
A Shit Story! We've kept this ball in the air for quite a bit. Sorry to steal your mic there.
You don't really need them. If you're just talking, you don't really need them.
Sorry to steal your microphone, Ian. I'm going to call you Ian. Keep Christ out of Christian.
No, it's fair.
I did also realize when you got a package at the shop the other day, you're Chris Griffin.
Yeah. Makes me happy. Oh, shit! I didn't even think of it. Anyway.
I know what was in the package.
What was it?
The best lube I've ever used.
Yeah?
You're welcome for that suggestion.
We got this for you
guys.
Wait,
real quick, sorry. What lube is it?
Liquid Silk.
Liquid Silk.
Fucking gold.
It's amazing.
For your dick.
I got Slickwood. That's the one.
So I was gonna ask, but not tonight. What is that, vegan lube?
No.
It's just organic.
This is
okay.
Easy anal. Desensitizing gel to numb your anus.
That's all you, big boy. You're welcome for that suggestion. It's my favorite ever. And
whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
I mean,
you're welcome.
Liquid Silk is from all natural. Not Liquid Silk. Slickwood is all natural ingredients.
Ingredients? What are you, Italian?
All natural linguinians.
All natural linguinians.
Bunch of fucking Italians and garlic in there.
So, all right, I want a shit story because we need to keep the ball in the air because we've had a bunch.
All right.
As of late.
I just want to keep it going.
Is it?
Huh?
Yeah, continue.
Oh.
Let it fly.
I poop for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
That was really, really rough.
Yeah,
I
so
shit.
Amy texts me. Hold on, let me see if I could find the text bit because this has happened to me before, and I know how bad it is.
Well, I got, really stressed. It's been, the first 2 weeks of my last semester in college ever, so I was just, stressed about, I have 4 classes in one day, and my other days I have 1 class, so that's really weird. It's really unbalanced, and it just stressed me really Like, it sourced out really a lot.
So on January 27th, I got a text from Amy saying, so I have a shit story brewing because I haven't shit in 3 days. So we're talking about January 24th, right? And then I said, be wary of your radius from the toilet, because the people we had on, Mike McDermott, had a... He was at a Boy Scout camp, and he got a little too far away from where he should have been. So, you know, that kind of shit happens. What are you going to do?
At least on a camp, though, you can pretty much just go anywhere.
And
it's a good story. You should listen. It's, to that, the name of the episode is I'm Going to Knit a Dick Tonight.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's
going to be on my tombstone.
And I said, be wary of your radius from the toilet, to which she responded, it's going to be a doozy. And that really had me laughing. That was a good response. And then on the next day, January 28th, oh my God, it happened. Shit emoji.
Oh, and I thought that was the it happened. It was gigantic. Like, I was completely surprised. But then the next 2 days, it happened over and over again.
So you,
you
just
were
had
a little backed up.
It was shit fest 2017.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
I said,
just several
like,
large
she,
movements.
She says, oh my God, it happened. I said,
sounds
wait.
Like a symphony. Like, several large movements.
What did I call it, Adam? I call it, you asked me if it was a shit story, and I said, no, it's a shit soliloquy.
A shit soliloquy. Can you write that down, please?
I cannot spell soliloquy.
Just do your best.
Shitliloquy? How do we make that work together?
So I wrote...
Help.
She said, soliloquy.
It's not, that's not it.
That's fine. Spelling is overrated.
But anyway, she said, oh my God, it happened.
Oh, so we were all
No, that's fine.
It's fine. It's better if you spell it that way.
So I asked her, I said, weight, ? And she said, at least 10 pounds.
I felt so much better.
That's a perfect response, though, because it's so much shit that it's ridiculous. But
it's
that's
the best weight loss plan ever.
Did you actually weigh yourself?
I wish I did, but I was
That would have been good.
That's a shame.
We didn't have a scale in our
they make a, I had a 4-pounder the other day. They make a toilet seat that weighs how much you poop.
That's absurd.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I so want it.
You sit down, it records the weight of your torso, I guess, because it's not everything. And then you poop, and then obviously your poop is in your torso, so it subtracts that weight, and then it tells you exactly how many pounds of poop that you pooped.
That's gross, but
it's
also
amazing.
Intriguing.
And it's something you are going to, if that was a Kickstarter, you'd fund it. I know you.
I probably already did. I may have funded something else today.
If he was drunk, if he'll probably fund something while we're here tonight.
That's true. I tend to drunkenly fun shit.
Yeah. We went to Texas Roadhouse the other day and had.
Did you?
We did.
Allegedly.
Oh, fuck.
No. There was someone. Someone came in asking, were you? Oh, no.
Someone.
This, no,
the worst. One of the worst customers ever.
Yeah, she was in today. I want to punch her in the fucking face. Anyway, I would never do that, obviously, as a professional barista.
Right? You just. Milk
no, if I finally had it, I wouldn't punch her. I'd just fucking throw just steam milk in her face.
No,
awesome. And that would be the end of my career.
I would just. Like,
I mean, I would have to fire you. Like, I would have choice.
But you'd be like, I understand
I'd be
why
like,
you did that.
Adam,
we are still friends, like, but you can't work
Adam,
here anymore.
I hate to break this to you, but I'm going to have to let you go. And dude. Yeah. Like,
so yeah. She's awful. But anyway, she is convinced, by the way, that Tanner and I were there that night. So apparently we look very similar to her.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's the beard.
At first glance, it's the beard and the hat.
The hat. Well, it's true.
So she was like, were you and then it took her 8 minutes to figure out what the fuck Texas Roadhouse was, where it was, the fact that it was a restaurant in any way.
Well, and she said Roadhouse, and then I was like,
Yeah,
maybe, and then walked away.
She finally figured out that it was Texas Roadhouse, and I was like, I've been there one time, and it was several months ago, so
I'm confused, because I thought we were talking about doo-doo.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Sorry, sidebar.
sorry.
Go ahead.
But I want to talk about shit.
Well, when Amy finishes, I may have something to contribute.
Wait. Oh, all right. Here we go.
No, you do. I was going to ask you about it.
So now, January 29th, I believe, is the day that it happened, or 28th.
Yes, and I was going to text you.
You did. You texted me. It happened.
Yeah, I texted you. It happened.
And I said, wait, and you said at least 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And now,
that was the world record for weight.
Okay.
Now, the next 2 days were the world record. What?
Well, no. I'd like, you know how you're a veteran of this show.
Right.
I like to dissect that first poop. Now, we're talking, I'm sure it was dense. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we know it was compact. Now, I need to know length, because 9 times out of 10, when you take a nice, like, compacted, hard, fucking, no wipe shit, or one wipe shit, you have to wipe once. Have to, right?
Just to make sure.
Posterity.
Yeah,
posterity.
So more on that later.
You have to one wipe it, but that one wipe is like, oh, wow, I almost didn't have to wipe. Was it one of those where it was just plunk in the toilet, or?
It was one of those.
Okay, so now length, because 9 times out of 10.
It wasn't length, it was the other way.
It's girthy.
That's what I was getting to. The next two were like world record for length.
Okay, length. All right, so the first one was width.
Width and depth.
Where you were like, whoa.
It's like a fucking cannonball.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the first one was dense, and there's a short and fat. So we're talking about like a Pepsi can?
Yeah.
I've seen that video.
Ew.
And then the next ones were
like really, really long. Like,
all right, let's be honest. Now, honest length. If you had to put
a
length
on it.
Don't
say in inches. Say as long as something, because I know that you won't be able to get it right in inches.
Okay, it was like, as long to come out
of
the water.
No comment, Adam.
So you broke water.
Did it sit
round of applause.
Long line or did
round of applause for breaking water.
It was skilled. It was one line. Both of them.
Very, very well done.
I say that. Well, apparently, we're not getting into that. But anyway.
What?
No, the Kevin Bacon penis thing.
Oh,
I have a bigger
penis
than Kevin
not.
Bacon, apparently.
No, yeah,
congratulations.
His penis was not impressive.
I don't know what that means.
He's part Sicilian, so.
Mm. Yeah, it's the wiry beard. I'm part black.
So am I.
The top half, right?
Down there. And just the beard. The beard's very wiry. No, but anyway, like, because if I had you guess what the temperature is in a room, you'd say 26 degrees less than it actually is.
Oh, you're one of those.
So,
oh, no.
And she'd just be like,
ghost
you,
cold.
And with the, like, she always says that I signal too early. She says you signal like almost
he
a mile before you have
like
to turn.
So far,
and it's fine.
Turn.
It's early, but
wait,
it's
we're talking
not
about driving.
Mind. Yeah, but
I
was saying,
shit.
Her,
were we talking about
no,
shit?
Because
no,
I was talking about
well,
length,
the
length of
the
things.
Length.
I wanted her to say like it was as long as my arm, or as long as a tripod, or as long as
something,
as long as a beer bottle. I didn't want her to say that it was several inches.
How many knuckles on this guy?
It was how many knuckles long?
Yes, like
oh god!
Oh, there you go. There you
wow,
go.
Was it that long?
It was the whole thing.
Is that so a tripod, or did you get that at Giggles?
So it was that long.
Yeah. So this is this is like this is 14 inches.
That's what
big.
He said.
This big. That's a lot of shit.
That was 2 times though. Like two. I was
twice.
Gonna
text
so, you
but that's what
day,
I'm saying. Like if you were to say how many inches, you would have said I don't know, 6 or 8 or 10 or 27. I don't know.
For future, it's not real unless you take a picture.
Okay.
I just want to send a picture.
Send your shit pics.
Well, no, just for future.
He doesn't have Snapchat anymore. I can't.
Listen,
send a
honestly,
my poop.
If I mean, will in would Instagram allow?
What? It's on autofocus.
I've sent really? Tanner my BM
maybe
before. It was a good one. It was a solid.
Whenever
you know,
you're ready,
Dr. Oz would be
is
proud
it on?
Of me.
Yeah, it's on. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good solid stool.
So you know, the ratio of shit to your size was like you
hefty.
hefty, well, like usually, 2 to 1.
Like hefty, me hefty, as a hefty. Person, yeah. I usually poop like 3 or 4 times a day. Like normal poops.
That's like a that's a chick thing. It's gotta be.
No, it's not. It's because they don't eat fucking garbage like we do.
Okay.
Who doesn't eat garbage?
Yeah.
Because like Brooke is just like Brooke, I poop 3 times a day, and I'm like,
I do. I poop like
three. I don't have that kind of time. I'm a busy guy.
I hope to poop once a day.
No, like I'll get 3 if I'm eating pretty healthy.
I'll get 2. Yeah. But I mean, that's a silly ex talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just falls out of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like fucking beef stew. Poured out of a can. Hot beef stew. Dumped in.
If you're lucky.
See, here's the thing. You broke water with a solid log. I break water with like piles of pudding. Yeah. That's how bad it gets sometimes. I mean, that's just the way, that's the nature of the beast, you know?
Is that what you call your butt?
Piles of pudding.
No, the beast.
The beast, yeah. Sure is.
What are you doing over there?
Why am I unable to take a photo with your camera?
I don't know. Give it.
Because it's his camera.
No, what a fucking pudding brand. Come get, you know, the best pudding you've ever seen from Beasts. Beast pudding.
Beast pudding.
Beast blueberry pudding. Second. Boost. Beast raspberry.
No, I actually didn't adjust
beast
that.
Beast cranberry.
Maybe like
pudding.
When I.
It's so good.
The autofocus is on
you'll
manual.
Feel it on the
oh, well,
inside.
That's just stupid. I didn't adjust. I didn't change that at all.
I know it's the fact that you didn't change it is what the problem is.
Don't
oh, right. Trying to focus
you
on
worry.
A black curtain.
Right.
They're
I was like,
coming
why is
out with
working?
It the most healthy Greek beast pudding.
It's extra thick.
Extra thick for your colon.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
The whiskey has taken
on
control.
All right. Put it on manual focus. That'll be the best.
Yeah.
Or center spot or something.
I think you guys are too drunk to podcast.
No such thing ever.
I feel fine.
So then you need more liquor.
So
wait.
Oh, like, no. You had something to add to the shit story.
Oh, yeah,
apparently
shit
I do.
Story.
Yeah, yeah.
So I heard that you had the Filipino equivalent of Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah, what do you call
pretty,
that?
Pretty close to it.
Chicken embryos revenge.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that
so
word,
I recently,
though?
I recently went on a vacation over Christmas. Spent 2
he
weeks
went on
the...
a sex tour with family in the Philippines.
So like a family sex tour?
That's
family
awkward.
Sex tour.
That's
moms,
awkward.
Dads, cousins,
so many ways.
No, because most people, like when you're just like, I'm traveling to the Philippines for 3 weeks.
Manila's Revenge, we're calling it.
Oh, Manila's Revenge. That's actually...
No, this isn't Thailand.
Oh,
no.
Maybe
it's
that's
the Philippines. Yeah, you're thinking of Thailand.
Wait, okay. Then what... Oh, Milan's Revenge.
Milan? What the fuck
is this
happening?
A Disney movie? What? No.
But
so,
like, that's the capital. Like, that's a big city, right?
Manila
is the capital.
Milan,
you are...
Shit. There's whiskey everywhere.
It was not... It is not everywhere. It is like a...
What do you keep those under there for?
For that
mopping up.
Don't get rid of the soliloquy. You fucking
well,
haven't.
It was spelled
you
wrong
had
anyway.
No, he corrected it.
Stop. I corrected it.
Stop wiping.
I know how to.
And now it just
stop
has a
wiping.
Shit soil. He's doing the drunk wipe.
Shit soil.
He's
now.
Like using
wait.
His whole. He's that, using his hand, but there's no muscles in
wait,
it.
Wait, is that it's front to like, back or back to front?
Yo.
How does the drunk wipe work?
All right,
it's kind of side to side.
Leave a shit soil.
It's one you find out.
Just leave it.
I'm waiting. For it to dry.
We're just writing a shit soil now. It's fine.
Who's going to listen to this? I spelled it wrong again.
Shit.
It says soliloquy.
Soliloquy.
All right.
No,
so,
it says soliloquy.
Like, can I...
Oh, my God.
I feel like a shit story from a foreign land deserves another...
Yeah,
like hit
bumper,
from the
sure.
bumper, so like.
All right.
Dead Radio presents a shit story.
So you're in the Philippines.
Yeah, so I was in the Philippines for 2 weeks.
You were being hosted by a family, and you were living in a grass hut.
Sure, we'll go with that. we. Traveled around a bunch, saw a bunch of things, amazing trip, loved every second of it. But, you know, when you travel abroad and you eat a bunch of weird things, or weird things for you, right? Like what you're not used to eating.
especially with water and other things coming into play, you can get sick. And so about halfway through the trip, we all came down with a pretty nasty stomach bug. All
right.
And eight of us, well, not everyone got sick because some people were native there, so they were sort of used to it. But say like four or five of us got a little uneasy. So there was a lot of oh my God, when are you going to be done with the bathroom sort of situations.
Jesus.
So we were...
That's awful.
Yeah, it was horrible. So we were on a... we're at a church, actually. We'd stopped to look at this church. I think it actually might have been home of the Black Jesus. Because there's a church there that's famous for the Black Jesus. And I was feeling pretty good. This was like day 2.5 or 3 of the 4-day stomach bug. So I was like starting to feel a little more human. Just going to use the bathroom. Got to go pee. So I excused myself, went to the bathroom, was standing at the toilet, peeing as one does. apparently I didn't just have to pee. There was more that had to happen I was unaware of.
This is a callback.
Until it had happened. And I hate to say it was a no shit moment, but it kind of was.
Did you poop yourself is what we're asking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so you
definitely.
Pooped yourself
foreign
land.
No.
Definitely. Definitely
so
happened.
No, we got to paint the picture. So you're standing.
What color is it?
No, you're...
Brown and yellow.
Brown, yellow, green.
So you're standing.
Standing.
You're standing.
Yeah.
Peeing.
Peeing.
In a urinal.
Pants are up, because that's how normally pees, unless you're like 3.
Otherwise,
so,
it would have just been like a fountain out the back.
Yeah, exactly. So...
Oh, no. It was like...
A horizontal fountain.
A butt squirt.
Yeah. So... That happened, and then I was like, well, shit.
Literally.
So, I knew that, like, everybody in the people that were with me had, like, wipes with them, right? Because everyone was sick, right? But, of course, I didn't have any on me. So, I did what any self-respecting person would do. There was no trash can in there. So, I zipped up. I carefully... waddled towards the group.
No.
Now you got that cold little
dotting. You don't want to move too much because you don't want it to spread.
You
but
gotta
you
walk
have
like
to
you
move.
Have a back injury.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, Ryan had not expected that to happen, but assumed because my stomach was not so great that I might need the wipes, and had already started towards me before I even left the bathroom with the wipes. And I took them and I said, thank you. And then turned around, waddled back to the bathroom, cleaned up as best I could, threw the underwear in the trash, and never spoke of it again until now.
Oh, until now. And now it's been recorded, streamed on YouTube, recorded here.
One of the 37 cameras we have here.
It's going to be
evidence.
It's going to be on Instagram.
Evidence.
It's going to be on YouTube. We're going to tell everybody we work with.
I have questions.
I'm sure you do.
Now, boxers or briefs?
Never boxers.
Okay. Yeah. Briefs as in boxer briefs or briefs as in
brief briefs?
Like bathing suit type briefs. Synchronized diving type.
Yeah,
briefs.
No, these happen to be, if you want lots of details, happen to be
I do.
Blue and gray snakeskin patterned briefs.
Sexy.
Like swimming, like Speedo type briefs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very unique. I've switched his
not a lot of capacity.
Yeah. No.
It's made for one thing.
Not a lot of capacity.
Three.
It's just looking fucking fabulous is what it's made for.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Hey, so, yo.
No, but on the plus side.
Were they expensive?
No, and they were old, so it's fine. So,
they were my old snakeskin briefs.
Yeah, I upgraded years
fine.
Ago.
I have
years
new
ago.
Ones. Yeah. I was completely fine.
They're from
a
last
Filipino
season.
Garbage.
I mean, on the plus side, though, you said not a lot of room. True, but tight ceiling.
Great containment.
So they were low rise.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, well, you see, like I wear normal white guy briefs. Like, not white ones, because that's just stupid. Why would you want to do that?
You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah, you are.
You're asking for questions.
Like, as a more overweight person, like, wearing boxer briefs, that's just, like, more material for me to get hot in. So regular briefs, you got the support, all of that. But I have not shit my pants since I was a child. But
your time
I imagine
will come.
If I do, they're going to hold it pretty well. I feel like they are.
Yeah, I'm a boxer guy. I'm afraid of
that's just going to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's a mess. That's a mess.
You're going to lose your boxers and your jeans.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going to happen.
My jeans.
And your fucking shoes.
Oh.
It's going to come right out the fucking bottom.
Shit.
Yeah, because, like,
Hey, Mom, I shit my shoes today.
Can shit my shoes be on the list, please?
I shit my socks and shoes, Mom.
So the thing is...
You're going to lose your shoes.
No one has ever, like, accidentally shit themselves and had it been, like, a nice, tight, didn't need to wipe kind of
right,
thing.
Right, yeah,
no,
like,
no,
oh, no,
it doesn't,
no.
It doesn't just,
I pooped a great log,
like,
and I caught it.
It doesn't
roll
out your pant leg and hit the ground and make a noise. Like, it's always liquid and terrible. Your body trying to expel a pathogen.
I had a kid poop in junior high and gym in our, like, early run. Like, we had a run around the gym, and he pooped, and they stopped the run. Like, no, no, everybody's
fine. Could you imagine
fine.
What kind of fucking sadist would be like, nope, keep going.
Keep going, keep going.
Keep
lap
it up,
after lap after lap.
Yeah, I know. They made us stop. There was our
they made
our
you stop? You wanted to keep going.
Yeah, well, no, our school district
he was dedicated.
Had a zero bullying. Like, you get expelled from school for bullying.
Jesus, Alaska's progressive.
Jesus, yeah.
Yo,
it sounds like
for a red state,
wait,
for a red
wait,
state
can,
it's pretty fucking progressive.
Can,
it
I show
like
you
California?
Wait, can I show you how progressive Alaska is?
Yes.
It's Ooh. That level of progressive.
That's
what
our
is that?
Christmas
you need to,
card.
You need to send that to me so
what
I can make
that?
An amazing Christmas
that's
card.
You,
come on.
That's you. Which one's you?
I'm the one in the bowler cap.
In the tub.
Can I see that really quick? Give it. Ryan, give
just
it.
Just let your
I don't want
to.
I want to look
wait,
at this.
It gets better.
I want to make this that's my.
The... I want you to give it.
This is. God, I want this to be my like my
airdrop.
My
that.
Banner.
I'm doing it right
on
now.
Facebook. Who are those people?
I'm sending this to myself right now.
It's fair. That was at a.
It's one of those Western black and white.
That
photos.
Was in Alaska.
It was in Alaska. So Daryl and I went to visit him in Alaska, and we went to some like old timey Western town theme park thing.
That's good.
It's called Pioneer Park
right
now.
Now
it used to be called Alaska.
Can I
Land.
Just say Daryl doesn't look quite period as he should be?
Well, is it the boa
however,
or the feather in his hair?
It's
because he's black.
Yeah, right. Totally.
It's the fact that he's not in a field hands uniform. No offense, so, Daryl. You seem like a
nice. You know what? He's working.
I'm just talking about the times.
He's
the 1800s.
Working.
So we went into this place.
1800s.
He sissied that walk. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I love the future, by the way, guys.
I know.
Because within 12 seconds, it's on my phone. It's on the internet. Yep. It's sent to him. Now it's everywhere.
So we went into this place, and this was actually Christian's birthday. It was his day of the birthday, and we
his
went
day
in.
Day of the birthday.
Day of the birthday.
Yeah, the day. And, like, I'm the biggest, like, I'm an asshole most of the day of the week, but, like, this is, like, the day of the year. I'm mean. I don't care.
Right. I don't think that has anything to do with this story, but so we went into this place.
I just like to have a mean day.
Yeah, we went into this place, and it was this girl who probably, like, I don't know, maybe high school senior, maybe, like, just graduated high school.
Okay, so hang on. Let's just back it up a little bit.
Yeah,
right. So,
I'm
so
confused.
Are there boardwalks in Alaska? Because that's the only place I've ever seen an old-timey
sort
photo.
Of. It actually, sort of. It was on a boardwalk.
It was,
but
it was, like, old frontier town.
Oh,
like
God.
Theme park
okay.
sort of thing.
Yeah, it was off of the river on like higher ground, and they built a boardwalk.
Do you have to piss?
I do.
Can we fucking take a break, please?
No, just go.
No.
Okay.
Do you guys need to pee?
No,
I kind of gotta pee
because you guys
the
story's
a good story.
Tell the story. We're two.
We're just we're gonna
two
take.
2 hours and 15 minutes in. We're not gonna take a break.
All right, tell the story.
So.
And
so,
then we'll just tag team the
so
bathroom.
It's a park in Fairbanks. It's now called Pioneer Park, but it was called Alaska Land, and it was
Which sounds like a movie.
That is just so fucking original.
Well, check it out.
I just want to be in the room where, like, how about Alaska land? Fucking yeah. Perfect.
I never would have thought
Alaska
of that.
Alaska land.
Let me give some history of this park, though. Okay.
We don't care.
Shut your fucking face. So Alaska was founded after Felix Pedro found gold in Fairbanks. So he found gold in Fairbanks and a town developed around it. So Alaska Land was created, and it took all those historic homes and built a small park around them. It had a steam, like, paddle boat, like river boat that was, like, there, that was, like, original. And then it had, like, an air museum of, like, the old army, airplanes and helicopters that have been stored there. So
airplanes and what?
Helicopters. So it was a place of it was like a historic museum. a museum.
So just a museum.
Just a museum.
Museums are usually about history.
No. I'm
or was it a historic museum?
It was
so it was a museum in history.
It was the historic Fairbanks town, the downtown that had been moved to this one spot. It was cabins and houses of famous people.
Alaskans?
Frontier Fairbanks people.
Frontiersmen from Fairbanks.
Yeah, like douchebags who stole all these miners' money, who died but had enough money for their houses.
We're getting really
sidetracked.
Right,
yeah. So,
back to the story. We were talking about the story.
Back to the story.
And then
We're there and we're walking around and it's his birthday and we walk in and there's two girls there. One that's probably
just two in the whole state of Alaska, probably.
This is probably about right.
It's
two girls working the place, and I would say one was probably maybe like freshman in college, something like that. The other was her younger sister. They were bored out of their mind. So the three of us walk into there, and we're like, we want to take an old-timey photo. And they're like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And we said, you pick. We don't care. You pick.
So they picked that?
They picked that. Yeah.
They kind of pick up on the vibe?
Maybe. honestly, we were all laughing so hard. We had such a great time. They told us that we were the most fun they'd ever had at work. It was amazing. And so we came up with all these photos, which make me happy. And
oh, yeah. He just showed you one of, what, like 15?
Yeah,
20.
I don't know about that many, but there's a bunch of them. And
maybe 10.
They're all just
gold.
Fantastic. Jeez. They make me so happy.
They kept trying to get me in a corset, and that's just not.
Well, we allowed you.
Well, you know.
No, it was your birthday, so you didn't have to be in the corset like the rest of us.
I needed
but
my bitches.
This is also one of my favorites. I don't know if I showed that one earlier. But
yeah, that
similar,
was the
yeah.
one that was the one you led with.
Yeah,
I think that was the best one.
This was the one that was going to be our Christmas card.
It's going to be our pretend Christmas card, like our pretend bowling team.
Yeah, so
Christian,
great
your
time.
Slurring went to fucking 12 in the last 8 or 9 minutes.
11.
So that's Christian. He goes from 0 to schwasted like flip a switch.
But it's schwasted. Not even like me drinking fast. It's just I don't do well with conversating when I'm drinking.
So basically he's the best host ever. Like audio guest ever. Yeah.
I hope so.
So I can't
be very honest now.
So I just looked up the Black Nazarene, which is a life-sized image of a dark-skinned kneeling Jesus Christ carrying the cross enshrined in the minor basilica of the Black Nazarene in the help me.
I'll be right back. Amy, you want my mic?
No clue.
Quiapo district of the city of Manila in the Philippines.
But strangely enough, this wasn't that one. It wasn't. We weren't in Manila. We were in a different area.
So I'm going to go pee, and I'm going to walk Amy out. So producer Amy is out.
Since.
Second, how about this producer?
First half, Sicilione.
First half. I don't know.
That deep, man.
It can't be much of a second half.
We're going to go for like 2 more hours.
I mean, I'm down. I got nothing to do tomorrow. It's fine.
I have to work an adult.
It's only work.
We don't all have the luxury of owning our own coffee shops.
Hey.
So you Tanner made the schedule for tomorrow, kind of. So he was planning for the bourbon hangover.
Well, it's off. True.
I'm off at like 1:30, so.
Yeah. No, I tomorrow's my office day, so.
Sayonara, thanks for the shit,
no
sorry.
Shit. I should have brought deposits today.
That's fine.
You guys want to talk more about like the inner workings of a coffee shop business?
Not really, no. Not at all.
That's all we talk about ever.
Oh, God, I just lost all my stuff. So, the Philippines. Talk to me about the Philippines. How was it?
Amazing, actually. You know, for being a country where 3/4 of the population lives in complete poverty.
Bless you.
Everybody we met was just super friendly and super happy and just, like, great disposition.
Goddamn right. You bring those U.S. dollars.
Well, not so much that, but just, like, in general. You just, like, meet somebody and everybody was just pretty happy. It was a really nice place. Gorgeous, amazing scenery. Mm. A lot of the places we were outside of any sort of big city. So the fact that a 6'2" white person was there.
Were they taking photos of you like you were King Kong?
I definitely had a few people come up to me and say, "Can I take my photo with you?" And I was like, "Sure, whatever." And then you actually just eventually just don't even see the staring. Because everyone stares constantly, and it's not rude. It's not about that. It's just like you're somebody so different.
Yeah, they're just like, where the fuck did this guy come
from?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So it's not something to take offense to, so it never even bothered me. But what was really cute, actually, is the kids. Like, the little kids who had probably, some of them, never seen a white person before, ever. Their reactions, I mean, it was just pure curiosity and, like, genuine interest.
Yeah.
And it was just really cute. And I'll never forget, we were up in the mountains. Actually, we were on one of the islands looking at, you know, the beaches and all this kind of stuff. And it was a tourist destination, even for people in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. It was a tourist destination. So lots of families there. And we were hiking sort of up to the scenic place. And we stopped for a moment. And this family walked past us who were Filipino. And there was a little boy who was probably 7 or 8. I'm pretty sure I probably was the first white person he'd ever seen. And as he walked by me, he just reached out his hand and just touched mine. And it was just like this moment of, I just want to make sure he's real. Like, but it was like this adorable, cute, like just genuine.
Is he made out of pudding?
Yeah. Like he just, he had to confirm in his mind that this was actually real. And it was so, so cute.
It's like he was watching Avatar.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so adorable. So, amazing country, had a great time, saw a lot of stuff. It was really, really, really great.
Huh. Philippines. How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd love to see the pictures someday.
Someday. Of the 3,000 I took, I have selected about 370 to edit, mm-hmm. and I've actually started them.
Good for
so
you.
So we'll eventually get through them all.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'll take you at least 3 to 5 hours just to get through them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say years.
No. Culling is the hardest part.
No, it's true. They're whittled down.
Yeah. I want to go into like hard camera talk just to annoy Ryan.
Oh, I'm down for that.
I don't have a bumper.
No. You're supposed to do a camera talk with
dinger.
Adam.
Yeah, I know. It's on the
to-do.
It's on the to-do list that'll never get done.
No.
Oh, I forgot to cross out non-listener because I did do that.
You did. What's TW?
Ooh, TW.
I don't even know what that is.
Yes, you do.
Do I? Oh, you know what we fucking forgot? The Hudson Valley Legends thing. We were going to play that as the intro.
Oh, yeah. But I could do it as the outro.
Yeah, let's just play it. So Hudson Valley Legends, since you guys don't really listen to the show, and yeah, they're a way better podcast than we are, and you should listen.
Hudson Valley Legends is all about local Hudson Valley.
No, I thought you were going like, to. I thought you were going to play like the thing that she made.
Oh,
that's what I meant.
I don't know if I. Oh, I didn't. I didn't.
The most.
Well, hold on.
You fucking emailed it to me. It's done.
Wait. Here we go. Oh no, that's just the music bed. I don't have the whole thing.
The most legendary.
You fucking emailed it to. I have it on my phone. Like with the.
So play it on your phone, fuckface.
No, maybe I didn't download it.
Sorry, this is like we're like way out. Anyway, the TW thing is
we are off format now. We're like for the format that we the little format we have for the show, we are 15 minutes out from that.
Oh,
you seriously don't know what TW means?
I have to pee.
No. No, I forget things. As soon as you say it, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, you're going to be very upset. Yeah.
He drinks.
TW is an old thing we used to do that I've been... It's Eisen attacking Ian.
Christian. Oh, Ian. Yes, Ian.
Keep Christ out of Ian. Keep Christ out of Christian.
Wait, what happened to Ian?
Can we call that the title of the show? Keep Christ out of Christian.
I like that, but we got some good ones that we have to fucking do.
What the fuck was I saying? Oh, TW. TW is an old thing we used to do that I haven't found a new place for because Well, it's not that I haven't found a new place. I just haven't done the production for it yet. It's there, and I'm going to get it. She's not quite there yet.
And you still haven't explained anything about it.
I'm not going to.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Well, I have the intro right here. It's in your email that you emailed to me.
Oh, okay, so...
Oh, wait, no, I definitely downloaded it to this computer.
Can you play it?
Yeah, give me a fucking thingy.
Go ahead. Are you plugged in?
Can you give me 2 seconds?
Now, boys.
No, I'm not plugged in.
It's a mess. This show.
No, I'm just going to be like,
I'm with you. I'm hanging on.
It is a little ridiculous.
We're at 225. If people are still around, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but at this point, I think we're doing this for us, not for anybody else. So fine. It's fine. Wait, what's the longest show you guys have ever done?
This one.
No, we've done over 3 hours before.
Have we?
Absolutely. Yeah, the one with Scott, we had to kick them the fuck out.
Which one was
with
Scott?
The Swedish hammer.
Oh God, that
All right,
one
well,
was
well, I'm good here, so.
That one was a doozy. Are you ready? You should be fine. Is your volume all the way
Although
up?
Poughkeepsie is nothing but upstate to some city dwellers, it's actually more than just trees and farmland.
Christian's missing it.
Many legends and stories are rooted in this city of 32,000 people.
Quick.
Some as old as the Dutch that told tales in the late 1600s, and others as new as the stretch marks on the waitresses at the Tilted Kilt. The stories vary and are whispered among many in the city.
It's a friend of the show.
Stories that intrigue and fascinate any who will listen. Some think that these legends should remain untouched and unspoken of.
I don't use these.
Like the brutal murders of serial killer Kendall Francois.
Listen.
Or the birthday special at Smiles. We've all heard of the tales, but we don't know what the truth is. But beyond the usual whispers of horror, I've recently been introduced to a new legend, one that has been building for over 2 years. Although it appears hardly anyone has ever heard of it.
Yeah.
It's the story of a strange transmission coming from Poughkeepsie, from some strange sex dungeon of a studio. Some say it's the end of terrestrial radio, and
house?
It's a beacon of light in the ever-expanding community that is referred to as podcasting.
Okay,
Others say it's just the remnants of the 90s clinging to their youth and talking too much about their bowel movements. Neighbors claim that
Not
they hear
wrong.
Post-grunge bellowing from within the walls of the strange place. Whatever the fuck post-grunge is. Rumors of the wafting scent of bourbon belches and beer farts bring fear into their locals.
I left mine upstairs.
Whatever the strange occurrence is, I had to learn more about it, and I decided I would go firsthand into the Cave of Mystery here in Hudson Valley. Welcome to Dead Radio Podcast.
Wow.
That's a really nice intro.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
So that's Hudson Valley Legends. I mean, we knew her from years ago and didn't even realize that they were doing this, but they have an awesome, awesome podcast just about like the crazy legend shit that goes on in the Hudson Valley.
She sounds like that serious, like, or serial podcast. I
haven't heard that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Serial podcast.
A little bit.
Yeah, so
the guy in Baltimore who got... never mind. But something to look into.
Well, they did like a whole episode on Kendall Francois, the serial killer.
Which I've been in that house, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. One of my four.
Before or after?
Don't ask.
During.
Don't tell.
So one of my friends / former employees actually lives in that house. So I've been over there multiple times for parties and stuff. So, yeah.
That's creepy.
Must have got that cheap.
It might be more expensive.
It's right next to a college, like
a college.
College?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's
over near the harbor.
I think they knew about it before they bought the house, but they were like, "We don't care."
Yeah.
And they said that nothing spooky has ever happened at the house, genuinely. Yeah. Except that on occasion there'll be random people outside, like taking photos or sitting in their car, whatever. Yeah. But like nothing. I mean, they've been in that house for like years now, and nothing weird has ever happened.
Yeah, I can.
Which
imagine.
Is a shame.
Yeah,
because you would assume if you buy a house like that, you kind of expect
you just
something.
Want hooker, right. You just want Poughkeepsie hooker ghosts fucking hanging out in your living room.
I mean, if you're gonna have a ghost, it might as well be a hooker.
Yeah,
I mean,
why not?
Really?
Someone say,
"Yeah, she's just fucking.
Honey,
she's just fucking smoking
a
Newport, making fun of you."
Yeah. Except, wait, do you have to pay a ghost hooker?
That's probably why.
I mean,
that's probably why they were like,
"You can't use currency with ghosts."
Okay,
this is barter.
Yeah, you barter.
You barter. Like, what do you barter with as a soul?
Time.
You're in eternity.
Wait, your time is on the dresser? It just doesn't have a good ring to it. I don't understand.
Devolving.
What if you got, yeah.
Anyway, listen to Hudson Valley Legends podcast because they have a great episode about Pine Bush aliens.
Ooh.
Nice. That's really good.
Have you seen that new show? It's like First Contact. They say they're filming in Beacon, but they're actually not even in New York. I'll find out what it is real fast.
No, not to change the subject, but just if anybody's still listening and wasn't watching the Super Bowl,
nope.
Apparently the Patriots just won.
Boo!
They came back?
Honestly,
apparently.
This is the first I'm hearing that the Patriots are playing. Who was the other team?
Yeah,
Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons, yeah. 34-28 in overtime.
Oh! That in overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
solid
know
fucking
by the way,
game.
That
solid.
Is the butchest thing I've said in like a week and a half, so you're welcome.
In overtime.
Can you let me say things like that next time?
I mean, I would if you'd step
Can
up to the plate.
Can you please let me say stuff, please? I just need...
Why do you always have to be the man in the relationship?
Can you please stop being so masculine, sir?
No.
Oh, my God. Like, earlier, we were sitting on the couch. We were watching Scrubs. Like the first season of Scrubs.
Whoa.
And I put my hand on Amy's leg and I used my boyfriend voice and I said, "I'm really happy you don't like football." I was so happy.
Are you sure that's not the girlfriend voice?
I really love that you like
because
jobs.
I did not know that today was Super Bowl Sunday until someone commented on a post that you guys were coming on the show today.
Yeah.
I had no fucking idea.
Wait.
Wasn't even on my radar at all.
Which post? Was that the first, the second, or the third revamp of that post?
Which
post? Were coming on the show.
Oh, God. it was the third, which is the actual date.
Okay, good.
What happened? Huh?
You remember how I posted that it was a Tuesday,
uh-huh.
and then I got the wrong date, even though they couldn't come on the actual right date. And then I changed it to the right date, and then Tanner had to cancel that date, which is, what, 3 days from now? 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Not today.
Because I have a concert.
Yeah, play the
outro. Let's
go.
Yeah.
So, that was it. All right.
No, yeah.
I think we hit the apex of the show.
All right.
This is the outro music that you're listening
to. We need to do some stuff now that we've had a meeting and agreed on it. We got to plug Dark Side Records podcast.
Oh, yes,
Dark
we
Side
do.
Podcast.
Dork Side podcast.
The Dork Side
podcast.
Absolutely.
Dork Side at Dark Side podcast.
I like it.
We have some things forthcoming.
Big things.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Big
girthy things.
I mean,
no one's
things,
listening, but they're super dorky and they're fucking awesome.
We need a symbol.
And also, I forgot, Tanner, would you like to support a podcast?
There it comes.
Alliance, if you will, at some point.
Only if I could have a sit-down meeting with the Chancellor. And then we could maybe discuss terms.
Someone's got the inside track. God damn it.
You don't have to raise your hand. You have a microphone.
I know. I didn't want to. Well, you were on the outro. I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't want to be rude. It's not my show. That TV show I was talking about is called People of Earth.
And it's supposed to be, I've heard of it. Yeah, it's supposed to be filmed
in Beacon, but it's filmed in Canada.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. But it's a very funny show and worth checking out.
I just noticed that out of the pile of stuff, the Dead Radio Podcast stickers, the condoms, and the easy anal lubricant, Tanner selected salt.
It's only because I want to pick it up and throw it down.
He wants to be. Yeah, he wants to get salty.
That's all I want to do.
Salty outro.
What are you taking with you? You're taking easy anal and a condom?
Easy anal and a condom.
All right.
Because Tanner's driving, and I'm going to sneak attack his
Well...
I don't even need the easy anal,
I don't mean to burst your bubble, but I think you've lost your element of a surprise now.
Well, I have consent now.
What? Okay.
Anyway, so...
Wait, no.
So to sum all this up, our first sponsor for the Hudson Valley Podcast Alliance will be the Crafted Cup.
Woof, woof.
Yes.
And he's good
at several thousand dollars a year.
Yeah, several thousand dollars a year.
Oh, only a year? A month? Oh, a year. Okay, fine.
Yeah, several thousand.
This next
which
studio
like up to $9,000 a year.
Up to $9,000.
Yeah,
just
I mean, that's fine.
Oh, so, cash.
I mean, like tween thousand.
So, yeah. So
cash,
with that,
they
you will get
talk to
seriously
the IRS.
Dozens of listeners will hear your advertisements.
Excellent.
On our two
they can
to six shows,
one person a year.
Yeah.
In your
I would also like to plug. This is not sponsored. Conscious Nick's podcast.
Yes. Yes.
On SoundCloud, it is not good.
But Nick, we love you.
He and I
we
have
we
talked
love
about,
you, Nick.
He and I have talked about this,
I don't know you,
and
Nick,
I have
but
told.
I feel
no,
like
hang
I'm
on,
not.
Hang on.
He and I
have talked about this, and I told him what he needs to do to improve, and he's like, "Yeah, dude, seriously."
So it's bad.
So
but we should
no,
still
no,
check
it's
it out.
It's good. He's just young and high, so he needs to focus.
So it could be good, but it's just like
he's a very interesting
he's at
person.
That level
but,
before it's
but
good.
But it's kind of like if we started the podcast now.
Oh, like on the outro.
Yeah. So if we didn't do any of the things that we did before, but started the show right now.
So he'd be
imagine
great,
how it would go.
He'd be a great 30-second spot. He's a great commercial.
No. What I'm saying is if we started the show as fucked up as we are right now,
a lot of
it would be like, man, Trump, man, God damn it,
weed
should be legal, and now other things.
So he would be starting.
So
a show
everyone
at this level.
Definitely check out his show. It's. It's good. He has good content. They just need to focus.
He's a great guy. Yeah. He really is really nice guy.
Brooke, who I thought was sleeping, is lurking in the background.
With a glass of wine.
With a glass of wine,
nonetheless.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a totally creeper move. But
I'm excited to see. Hey, Brooke, can you come in here for a second? I just want a reaction to the amount of whiskey that we have consumed.
I'll do the cap before I...
No. Jesus.
I can't even turn it.
Maybe that's okay.
These were full when they got here, and they were gifts. A gift... So 50% of these were gifts.
Wait.
Because the other 50% was consumed. It's like getting a six-pack and three of the beers being empty.
Okay. It's the Dos Equis five-pack.
Do we see what the favorite was?
The favorite was 77 whiskey.
I don't know. It's a close.
Yeah, it's
different
shape.
It's a real close.
Okay,
I got it.
Maybe to end the show, maybe not. But Amy goes, time to watch Scrubs, cuddle with myself, and fall asleep. Oxford comma.
Oh, I like it. I like it already.
She is a keeper.
So I just feel like I need to mention the fact that there's an adult DVD.
Which
in the
also,
wrapper,
you can take that home.
I might.
We didn't really address what's going on here.
We didn't.
So you can, our guests can take home things from this pile.
I want this.
You want some chalk?
Yes. No, so my favorite part of this...
You're not allowed to take chalk.
Damn it. Why do we even come here? So my favorite part about this is not that there are boobs on it, obviously, and not that there's an adult DVD in the mix. It's the fact that the package actually says, here's your adult DVD. Mm-hmm. Like, it just... It
was a gift.
It was meant to be.
It was a...
You don't even have to wrap Vegas. It.
Complimentary gift given to me by Adam and Eve for buying the clone of Willy that I failed to create.
Nice.
And again,
you don't even have to wrap it.
I didn't fail to create mine. Mine looks fucking great.
So you say.
I need...
To me. But it's weird.
I need
we didn't
romance
get into this,
to stay hard.
The weird thing about it is you can look at it from all angles and you just know it's yours.
Sure,
well,
sure.
But you've never seen your own penis from that angle. But you
no,
just
but,
know.
But it's like your fingerprint.
And it's
like
yeah.
you know
it's
you.
It's a good dick angle, though, because sometimes you're like, oh, ooh, I wish no one will ever see that. But like, in other times, you're like, hell yeah.
Woo!
Dude, homie's looking good right now.
Yeah, but
now.
I've looked at this thing, like, coming straight on from underneath.
Sure,
like,
sure.
Wait,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, one eye, like, shooting a gun.
Like you can tell it's yours. It's creepy.
Sure.
Like, you just know.
Even though you're at a completely different
yeah,
angle
and,
than what
and
you're
that
used
was
to.
The unnerving part about it was, like, I know that this is my penis. Like, I
but
completely
he,
know from
but
every
But here's the
angle.
Deal. Like, even though it's normally attached to you.
Normally.
Normally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, maybe...
There's
yeah.
those few, you know,
yeah.
spastic fucking occasions
we all have those moments.
You know, it's just got to take a walk.
We're going to call that an out-of-cock experience.
And we have a title.
We still got to go through the titles.
So, but honestly, like, you're looking at one, the clone of whatever in your hand, like, you can... You've seen every angle. You really have, because, like, you say you've never looked at it straight down the barrel, like, laying against your stomach. Like, you've seen it. Like, you've seen it from every angle.
Yeah, yes. But not from, like, okay, so, like, yeah, it's like this, but then you could go like this. Like, you can't do that in real life.
Yeah, you can't turn it
what, you
180
can't?
Degrees.
And see wait.
Fucking spin it around.
What are you talking about?
Penis.
Yeah.
He's just talking about, like, you're used to looking at it from here.
Yeah, so it's
but
you're
right,
looking
right.
at
the
top
it from
of it slash pointed straight at you.
From here yeah, is idea. Different.
Well, yeah,
that's true.
You can look. Huh?
It's opposite.
It's opposite.
Yeah.
We cannot see ours at all.
Oh yeah,
you
got
to use a fucking
true.
Mirror.
Yeah, you need like Mission Impossible style angled mirrors to see the. And I'd like to watch that yoga.
You'd like to watch your wife point her vagina at her face.
Yes.
No. Wow.
Why not?
All right. I'm calling it. What the fuck are we doing here?
Run down
titles.
The titles.
Okay. Titles. So
No.
We got to start where
we began.
Okay. So I have 7-Eleven sour beer.
That's Brooklyn's sour.
So at a NASCAR game.
Not bad.
Good at the time.
I learned a lot when my brother went to food school. How to spell Brooklyn in Dutch.
Okay.
Simultaneous release.
Ah.
And then a shit soliloquy. Shit my shoes. And an out of cock experience. So for me, it's I learned a lot when my brother went to food school, and an out of cock experience. But
guests?
I gotta say that I think if you just went food school, I think this one's the strongest if you abbreviate it. But an out of cock experience that'll get clicks.
I'm a little biased. Because I said it, but
that's okay.
The out of cock experience, I think actually I'm going to vote for that one, for what it's worth. We get like a half vote each, right? And you guys get a
you don't
vote.
Really get any votes.
Ian,
that's
he's
fair.
The one who's going to fucking post it. He
that's
can do
true.
Whatever he wants.
Okay.
Ian says,
"Oh, and keep the Christ out of Christian."
Yes. It's an inside joke. I'm sorry.
No, I
yeah,
ask.
That's
no,
not
I ask.
The title,
I ask
but.
when people say, "Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
name's Chris."
Just like his penis is inside, and it's a joke.
Oh,
we call that turtling. It's turtling. Fine.
Ooh. No, well, when I meet people who are like, oh, I'm Chris, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm Chris, too. Are you Topher or are you Ian?
Ah, all right.
And they're like, oh, I'm just going to call you Ian. Oh, you suck.
What's your vote for there?
So,
Christ.
My vote is for a shit soliloquy.
Oh.
It just made me laugh.
It's good.
Just throwing that wrench in the gear.
We spent a lot of time on that, though.
I know.
Like, we know what. Like, I did not know how to spell that.
And I like my own jokes, so I learned a lot when I went, when my brother went to food school.
I learned a lot when my brother went to food school is the best one, in my opinion, but it's long.
How about this?
And I love the long ones because I love fucking
I will accept
hazing
an
the
edit.
Nice. I love hazing our listeners, which there's like four of them, but it doesn't work on like posting it to social media.
No, it so, also now, right, sounds right. like an emo band song title.
Can I say...
Yeah, right. One, you're like, oh, I know this one, but I just I don't know all of it.
So let's. I'm gonna go with an out of cock experience.
Out of cock.
I'm changing my vote, but I'm hoping that I can do a Tim lapse of I learned a lot when my brother went to food school.
All right, here's
for sure. We can even abbreviate.
Final decision here. Hashtag
Chancellor.
Hashtag food school.
Hashtag food school. That will be
title. Out of cock experience.
Boom.
Damn.
Yeah.
On out right. of cock experience. Hashtag all right. food. And
I will circle it.
And that's how you executive produce.
Boom.
And I will just
rest in peace.
Rest
in peace, Steve C.
Mark Wahlberg has got that shit down.
You got the hashtag?
Hashtag food hashtag. School.
Yeah, I'm
hashtag
not going to see school. That. Please circle that.
Food school.
Circle food school and circle the top one.
Out of cock experience. One.
Good job,
Tanner.
Everyone.
Ian.
Plugs.
Ian.
Plugs.
Wonderful
plugs.
To be here.
Do you have plugs?
I'm at a
butt plugs or
right now. And
yeah, butt plugs. Do you have a butt plug for the show?
I do. I brought it with me. Guess where it is.
No, I work at cafeteria. We're come in and have the same coffee that you get at Crafted Cup that is fucking awesome and delicious.
Right.
So
if
I will
I make
the-
it.
So
if
I
make
the same
it,
plug. If you make it,
if you make
well,
it,
he was saying right, so I just had to say it right.
We're gonna just do.
Okay, so everyone, come to Crafted Cup and cafeteria.
Crafted Cup's the dope shit.
We can finally say we're serving beer.
We okay. are. We
which
are. Beer
we
on
tap. You a lot of nice. Shit about on this show.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So
like,
I said,
a lot of that
yeah,
came from Brie. So, I'm sure.
And me. And
yeah.
Me.
Fair.
Yeah. So so we are serving beer, and it's wonderful.
Yeah,
we'll have open mic sometime in the next several months.
No, next several weeks actually. That's the plan.
Really?
Yeah, I want to get that shit done.
I will believe it when I see it.
I have other plans in the works, so I need to get my ducks in a row.
I believe you have other plans.
We got three,
but
minutes.
I will not believe you. That open mic is going to start.
It is. It's going to start.
We got
swear to God.
3 minutes left on a 17-minute outro, so let's...
All right.
So open mic at Crafted Cup in the next several months or weeks or
weeks,
days. Who
weeks,
knows?
Weeks.
I have open mic tomorrow at 6:30 at New Paltz.
Tomorrow.
It starts at 7. If you're there at 6:15, you might get your name on the list.
He's
it's competitive.
Got the gay voice.
It's wait. Competitive and it's beautiful.
From,
oh my God, everybody loves
from
each
your,
other.
From where you're sitting, you can turn his mic off, right?
I can.
Okay, good. So.
Yeah, it's off. All right, so we're done now. We can keep drinking, just not here, because he's got to work tomorrow or some shit.
All right. No excuse.
All right. Well, thank still you, off. Guys.
Yeah,
this
off.
Has been...
It's been great to be here.
It's been something.
Educational.
Yeah. We same learned way. A lot, the more you know.
Can I say thank you?
Well,
no,
we know
on.
A lot
you
more
can.
About
thank
penises.
You. It was good.
A lot more about preferences.
Preferences. Mm-hmm. Is
a, yeah. And a lot more about social norms.
And whiskey.
And whiskey.
We learned yeah. a lot about whiskey.
We learned
yeah.
a great deal about great whiskey.
Yeah.
So. Is this still off?
Yeah, you could just ignore
no, it's
me.
On.
Yeah, it's just great.
I'm what you would call a cliche machine. I can just throw them out. It's off.
Right.
Blah.
Guys, thank
off.
You.
Hey, thank you for being here.
It was great. I'm glad you came.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I know at least one person who's angry about the fact that you
hit the bell. Hit the bell.
It was a spider in the way.
God, it's all over the camera.
Wait, it's okay. It's waterproof.
It's weatherproof.
It's weatherproof and beerproof. It's fine.
Yeah, this is why we spend money on good fucking gear.
Yeah, next time, camera talk.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a beer there. Give me a fucking...
Oh,
paper
I'm
towel.
Sorry. Hey. I thought I left them out.
I don't... Like, it's not going to get in there. I just... I don't want it to smell like beer. This is, like, professional equipment.
Thank you for reading my mind.
All right, so Adam's camera is no longer working, so we're going to have to use the money that we have for something else.
Yeah, it's weather sealed.
CraftedCup.com.
This is actually submersible.
Right, CraftedCup.com?
Yeah, yeah. CraftedCup.com or TheCraftedCup.com if you're feeling wily.
Stop in and get a macchiato.
Not,
only served with a lisp?
It's only served the classic. Traditional way.
So we serve a traditional macchiato,
yeah.
Which is just a double shot of espresso with a dollop of foam on top.
Oh, yeah.
What you're thinking of is a Starbucks macchiato, which is actually a...
That was the end of the 17-minute outro.
So,
and
let me finish!
We just went back around to the intro.
So we start again?
Yeah.
Welcome to Dead
Radio.
So
we got 3 hours now.
We're not
doing
that. We are at 2:49.
What you're thinking of is a Starbucks macchiato, which is actually just an upside-down vanilla latte with entirely too much caramel dumped on top of it.
So my only problem with your delivery, it was not even remotely pretentious enough. You need to work on that.
I just got
to
fucking dial it up. I just
much
of a dick as fucking possibly can happen.
I don't think...
You need to Hadley it up.
I've never worked with Hadley, but I know Hadley. I feel
Lamar,
like...
Is the last name Lamar?
Hadley Lamar? What the
no.
What are you talking about?
No.
Hadley.
This show
Hadley.
Is over. Fucking end this.
Not yeah. Hadley.
Someone pull
not
the plug.
Hadley Lamar.
No, Hadley. It's Hadley. Another person with a weird name.
Oh, see, I know this guy named Hadley Lamar. He was a...
You know a person named Hadley?
Hadley.
Hadley.
I really Lamar. Hope doesn't listen to this because...
No one listens.
No.
We have 17 listeners.
Just,
that's fine. After
someone
this
pull
show,
the plug.
I think we'd probably have less.
Or more.
It's possible.
I mean,
who knows? I mean, if you...
She
if
got
you
me late,
bit,
so,
we'll
like,
see.
I'm all right with it, but, like, it was not...
The are fuck
you,
are you
Are you saying
about?
My advertising dollars aren't only going to reach...
No, I'm saying...
15 people?
No. That's just this show. It's an alliance.
Alliance.
There are several shows.
Right. Fair.
Several shows fair. With
I mean,
17
don't you I'm still
going to
pay. It's
people.
Fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So what did we say? $2,500?
17 of the same people are going to pay.
Stop. Stop it with the goddamn sound effects. He's trying to build a bit, and it doesn't make any sense because all our guests don't listen to the show.
It makes perfect sense right now.
Fucking shut this shit down. I'm done.
We're done.
I'm
good night.
Done.